Tomorrow's News Today.
Probably heard a lot about the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi, on this show and elsewhere. He's the guy who's always at the White House working to suck the United States into some war of conquest on behalf of his country. But what you may not know is that the charges against Netanyahu are real. Corruption charges. They tell you a lot about him. What exactly do you know about this man who's apparently in charge of the United States? Well, we are now streaming the Bibi Files. It's a documentary that pulls back the curtain on Benjamin Netanyahu. This film traces the rise of the longest-serving prime minister in the history of Israel and the corruption cases surrounding him. Hear from former staff and Israeli insiders describing what Benjamin Netanyahu is really like and see leaked interrogation footage from his corruption investigations. Video that you were not meant to see and that they definitely don't want you to see. The Bibi Files, it offers a rare look inside Israel's power structure and the man whose decisions have once again drawn our country into another war, a big war. You can stream it now only at TuckerCarlson.com.
Global food supply. Oh, I told you that 27 days ago. Stock market enters correction. Oil back to 110.
Everything is proceeding exactly as I have foreseen it. And that ain't good.
And now all the neocon mouthpieces are saying we got to have ground troops and we got to be ready for tens of thousands of dead. Why did I come in with Tucker Carlson's promo for his documentary on Bibi? Because you can now officially say the man with the biggest testicles in the media on this planet is Tucker Carlson. See, I know Tucker Carlson behind the scenes. And he's pretty much what you get publicly, but way more hardcore. And I know the inside baseball, the threats from Netanyahu against him last year and more. I was actually out of his place while these things were happening for a few days. I'll leave it at that. And I just admire what he's doing because Netanyahu is in control of our foreign policy. In fact, I just sent you guys a CNN article, if you print that for me. CNN, and they're reporting it, Netanyahu says, I'm going to keep bombing no matter what Trump does so there can't be a peace deal. And all their mouthpieces say, we can't stop until the regime's gone because they're going to close the Strait of Hormuz. We can't ever let them do it again. Well, I tell you what, Ben Shapiro, you go sign up now. You're 42, you now sign up and enlist at 43. You go get in the boot camp, buddy, or you go join the IDF, and you go fight them. I mean, now American blood is enough? You know, now you want our soul? You want nuclear war? Our money ain't good enough? We'll be right back in 60 seconds. This will be one hell of a transmission. Share those live feeds now.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And They're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have a conversation for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAuctionStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All the tension in the world today. All the little girls filling up the world today. With the good comes the bad comes the good. But I'ma live my life like I should. Like I should. Now all the critics wanna hit it. It's shit can how we did it. Just because they don't get it. But I'll stay fitted. New era committed. Now this red cap gets a rap from these critics. But do we always gotta cry? Always gotta cry. Do we always gotta live inside a lie? Live inside a lie. Just a flash, just a moving really fast. Better stay on top of life, I'll kick you in the ass. Follow me into a solo. Remember that, kid? So what you wanna do? And where you gonna run when you're staring down the cable of a mic pointed at your grill?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, March 27th. It's like Russian. The year is 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, and all hell has broken loose. The United States has walked right into a totally disastrous trap set by the globalist. Trump has completely stepped in it. Look at that headline. Israel vows to escalate strikes on Iran as Trump pauses attacks on energy sites. And Trump just extended the deadline 10 more days. So first they had 48 hours last Wednesday. And then last Friday he said, I am giving you an extension or on Sunday he did, and then now today he says, well, you got 10 more days. How does that look to the world? Meanwhile, we have the Mark Levins, the Ben Shapiros, and all the rest of the literal IDF officers. I mean, they're Mossad, 100%. Literally, I have the clip saying, hey, we got to lose a lot of soldiers. This is part of America. You know, you heard Lindsey Graham, hey, we took Iwo Jima, we're going to take Krag Island. Yeah, it took 110,000 Marines and sailors and troops. We lost 20-plus thousand people facing 20,000 Japanese who were dug in. How about hundreds of thousands dug in the Strait of Hormuz? So we are now in the 28th day of the U.S. and Israel's war on Iran. Trump extends deadline and global energy crisis deepens. Absolutely bonker town, insane from the perspective of peace and justice and freedom of the economy. But if you're the globalist, how do you derail the recovery? How do you kill Trump's plan for laissez-faire capitalism, free market systems again, instead of the Great Reset? Well, just like COVID, they admit was used to do that. They bragged. You got Larry Fink up there saying we got to take out Iran or the global economy will be shut down. Just like, oh, we've got to shut the economy down or it'll be shut down forever. Just 14 days to flatten the curve. And we were promised over and over and over and over again that it would just be a four-day war and there would be no boots on the ground and Iran would fall like a house of cards. But now Shapiro and Levin and all the neocon Israeli operatives and Lindsey Graham are, I believe in the Marines. And we're going to take them Iranians out because they've blocked the Strait of Hormuz. And we got to take the whole government out because they can always block it again. Oh, but they didn't block it until they got attacked 28 days ago. And 28 days ago, I went on air on a Saturday show for 3 hours, and I've got the archivist going through it, and I specifically said that this is about regime change, and they're sleepwalking us into this, and then they're going to want boots on the ground, and first they're going to use Marines and Special Operations Army to take some of those islands with the oil facilities, right there. And then once they're pinned down, overwhelmed, we'll have full commitment. And they'll say, take the full Strait of Hormuz. And they'll say, well, that's impossible because they're too dug in. And so we've got to take the regime out. But you can't do it because it's like shark teeth. You kill one mullah, they got thousands more in line. All you got to be is related to Muhammad, and you can be the Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad leader. Durka Durka. And the CIA even told Trump this, and Tulsi Gabbard told him this, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Kane, told him this, and I told the public this. These are known assessments. 90-plus percent probability of what you see happening now, happening now. Now, would you play Russian roulette with a revolver that has 10 rounds in it? And then they've got those. Most people think a 6 or 8. I got them with 10. I got a revolver with 10. Got a 22 and a higher caliber with that, but side issue. Would you load it with 9 bullets and then spin it and then pull the trigger? I wouldn't do it for $1 million with 1 bullet in it. Risk my life 1 out of 10 shot of blowing my brains out. Trump put 9 bullets in the revolver with 10 cylinders, spun it, and was going click, 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 click. In fact, it's already too far gone now. You want a global depression? You want total collapse? You want total war? You want national draft? Baby, everybody's going to get what you want. And when you're eating dog food, you pro-war people out there down the road, and they get their whole great reset and forced injections and robot drones flying around, and you're in hell on earth, and Trump's long gone. You just remember, you wanted it. That's a minority of people. But Ben Shapiro and all the rest of them are literally calling everyone traitors and neo-Nazi coup leaders. Joe Kent, Tucker Carlson, myself gets demonized. I'm honored to be in the demonized group. Because we like the old Trump that for 10 years said we can't go to war with Iran and then gave all the reasons. But remember, Trump was backing off striking over a month ago. He'd been given the assessment 5 days before Israel struck by all the intelligence agencies in a report, in a review by Tulsi Gabbard. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs was in there and he agreed with it. Low probability of success in regime change, which was the real mission, and then all the chain reactions that would happen that had all been wargamed. This is one of the most wargamed scenarios in history. It's been wargamed as much as a war with North Korea and things like that. I mean, this is known. This is taught in military doctrine to the generals and others in the war colleges and schools. So now we're here. And you see about a third of the world's fertilizer comes out of there and goes through there. And see, people have to have that now for the planting. They don't. And all the actuaries are there. Global food prices are going to explode. They already are. It'll be even worse. The aftershocks, if this stopped now, will still derail a lot of stuff. Probably could still be fixed if it ended right now.
The Iranians aren't stopping.
Because their backs are against the wall, and so they are a cornered animal. And that had all been worked out in second, third, fourth order consequences by war planners. And so when Netanyahu and Israel and the CENTCOM commander they control, he's one of the few that supports all this, the rest of the military is following its orders, doing a great job of what they were asked to do. That's a whole separate issue. Netanyahu knew full well, as I said 28 days ago on that Saturday, that this would turn into a quagmire, they'd shut down the Strait of Hormuz, and then the U.S. would have to go in and try to open it. And the only way to do that is actually take the regime out to get them to stop. To have the, but you can't because it grows another head every time you cut one off.
The U.S. would need a million troops to control Iran, not a few thousand currently on their way. Yeah, they need hundreds of thousands to take and hold the Strait of Hormuz, and really over a million. The Iranians have over 2 million troops, a million standing army, a million auxiliary, and these people are ready to die. And once you get in close, all the fancy technology doesn't do much, okay? Especially when you're, I mean, look, Iran is like 200 Gazas. It took Israel years to get control of that. And now Iran's mobilizing another million fighters. And that is where we are. So when I said all this 28 days ago, and now it's all exactly come true, you have to understand that's because they knew. This is known. This is like if you get 93-octane gasoline and you pour it all over your house, and your house is made out of wood, and you pour 5 gallons of gasoline all over your house, and you light it, your house is going to burn up. Even the fire department gets there in a few minutes. I mean, it's going to be seriously damaged. Like, this isn't rocket science, okay? So Netanyahu poured gasoline all over America and the world of common future, and he lit it. And Trump was given the assessment. He was like, well, actually, maybe I'm not going to do this. They were very close to a peace deal, finally. That's confirmed. And Netanyahu went in and attacked. And they told Trump, well, they're going to hit all our sites now because they see an attack by Israel, an attack by us. You have to go in or you will be seen as allowing this to happen. And Trump said, okay, do it. We were literally stampeded into this over the edge of a cliff. And now, Ben Shapiro, we've got the cliffs months ago and a month ago. Don't worry, limited strength. It'll be great. We'll take them out very quickly. All we got to do is get their missiles and their nuclear. This is what we need to do. Anyone else saying that? That's what they're doing. They're not military experts like me. I'm a SWAT officer. I'd say that, but he has, he got insignias and everything. Oh, 100%. Oh, 100%. These are all Jonathan Pollard's. So, and so is Huckabee. Huckabee is in he is the Israeli ambassador to the United States. And this is ballsy, folks. I mean, Israel, and particularly Netanyahu, is going for broke. So this is such an historic moment where we are. It's such a dangerous moment. I mean, I've been on air 32 years in April. In like 15, 16 days. Went on air April 15, 1994, down at Access TV, just checking it out to take classes. And, you know, I'd already been spoken to city council and county commissions, and some of the right wingers, you know, knew me because I'd been in the two of the Pat Buchanan campaigns. And they said, hey, we're doing a show on the IRS and the Federal Reserve. You want to come in here on our panel? If you're not scared, a couple old men, nice guys. I said, I'm not scared. I want to get on air. What do I do? We'll just hook this microphone up. We're going live about an hour. We went out and ate Mexican food after it. So 32 years on April 15th next month. That's like 18 days. And nothing has ever compared anywhere close to the danger and insanity of all of this. And it ties into the Russia war, Ukraine, just total crazy town. So first, I want to play it again, that two-minute compilation we played yesterday of Trump, and we can play you an hour-long one, saying it's World War III, it's insane, you get war with Iran, if you get Kamala, don't do it. And then I want to play you, and I got a bunch of these, Ben Shapiro. Clip 21, 22, and 20. And obviously I could start to stop these and analyze his lies, but I've already done it. I'm going to play these straight through. I'm going to play Trump. And I'm going to play him straight through. And we've got the clips too of him in the past saying, don't worry, no boots to the ground. That's a lie. These are people who don't know what they're doing. They're trying to scare you. This is like wildly unpopular, as you know. And ground troops is totally unpopular. By the way, I was the first to tell you 3 weeks ago they're getting ground troops ready from the Army and Marines. And weeks later, they started announcing they were being sent to the area, but not for the Strait of Hormuz or the islands. Now they've been telling you the last week, oh, yeah, they are, and they can easily take it. Yeah, 7,000 Marines and Army. 7,500. What are they, all Audie Murphy? Every one of them could be Audie Murphy. You could have 7,500 Delta Force level or SEAL Team 6 level soldiers or sailors. They'll all, because I know a lot of them, they'll all tell you, they couldn't go take the Strait of Hormuz. It's gigantic. It's all these armored fortresses and hundreds of thousands of troops. And they've got anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles, and they're all ready to go. Just like in Gaza, where the Israeli tanks come through, they bomb everything, people pop up out of nests and take out their tanks. Or run up and throw a mine on the thing. I mean, these people are ready to die. It is the most insane suicide mission I've ever heard of. 7,500 troops. I don't care how many Super Cobras and Apaches and F-18s you've got. I don't care how many space-based lasers you've got. Because the Iranians will pop up, fire, get killed, and more will pop up, fire, get killed, because it's called they have a war of attrition. It's so lopsided, it makes my head spin. Now, let's obviously logically think out into the future. That's really what we do, not just, oh, look, we're right about this, this, and that. And I got so much to hit here. You know what's about to happen. You got J.D. Vance saying they could suitcase and nuke us any moment. And if you don't think that the neocon Israel globalist lobby to get this done and to take full control and shut down free speech and have the global financial collapse they need to consolidate power and bring in their cash society, if you don't think they won't set off a nuke off the coast of Israel and does limited damage or something, or they might even just blow Tel Aviv off the map and blame it, you know, on Iran, or they might hit New York City. Or the White House. Or Congress. Ooh, oh, I bet they blow up, you know, because they tried the Flight 93 to hit the Capitol, but the Air Force refused, Air National Guard refused, the general refused orders to stand down and shot it down with two Sidewinder missiles. We even know the name of the pilot did. He was given an award for it. I know you have the Let's Roll story for you. You love that, but it's not true. You even have the FAA reporting on the transmission, and, you know, F-16, two AIM-9s. It was released like 6 years after. You can pull up the FAA recording. Reported it over the FAA feed. Shot it down, yeah. It was going to the Capitol. Straight at it. You know, if I was them, and I was evil, I'm not, they're going to nuke the Capitol. Now, since I've said it, they might not, but I don't know, it wouldn't matter. Ooh, they'll hit the Capitol during session. They're going to nuke the Capitol. That's, yeah, oh, that, we got them. That's plan. Now, you ask, oh, they're going to, say bin Laden flew a hijacked jet in the World Trade Center to launch all these wars for the greater Pax Americana New World Order takeover plan. I said that in March before 9/11. Everybody always has the July tape where I say, call the White House, they're going to fly a jet in the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden, the CIA asset. No, the radio show's been reposted. I did dozens of them. See, I know how to look at all the angles. That's what I do. And I have never had so much information. When I come back, I'm going to go out to break with a two-minute Trump clip. I'm going to come back with Shapiro, and then I'm going to walk through all this. But listen, you have to understand, when you see Shapiro talking, that is Benjamin Netanyahu, okay? And the same thing with Levin. It's word for word. It's scripts. Alan Dershowitz is now reading the exact same script, that there's a Nazi fascist coup led by Joe Ken and Tucker Carlson, and I'm happy to be down the list, which is total crap, and that we got to go to total war. So it's like in Lord of the Rings and Return of the King when they get up the gates to go into Mordor and this evil, demonic, you know, skeleton general comes out and he says, you are not Sauron. He goes, I am the mouth of Sauron. Well, Ben Shapiro is the mouth the mouth of Netanyahu. And Tucker has now released this documentary, and I've only seen parts of it. I'm going to watch it tonight. And I'm doing a special Saturday show tomorrow. It kicks off at noon. We might go 4 hours. I'm going to watch it tonight, get clips, review it, but I'm told it's devastating. Devastating. And it is the sane Israelis, which is the majority. It's like all the former intelligence chiefs, almost all the former generals, it's like 98%, say he is completely psychotic and has to be removed and get everybody killed. So, but I'll give it to Netanyahu and his mouth, Ben Shapiro. You got big balls. You got some chutzpah. I mean, because this is the craziest. This is crazier than Hitler attacking Russia in Operation Barbarossa. This would be like a 90-pound hemophiliac with cancer walking up to Mike Tyson in his prime and punching him in the nose. When you look at the ramifications of what's going to come out of this, what's already coming out of it. They show Trump 2-minute clips every day of new things being blown up, and he literally doesn't understand that in this war of attrition, that doesn't matter. Here's the old Trump we love. We hope he comes back. We'll be back after the break.
World War III has never been closer than it is right now. We need to clean house of all of the warmongers and America last globalists and the deep state. These globalists want to squander all of America's strength, blood, and treasure, chasing monsters and phantoms overseas. In addition, there must also be a complete commitment to dismantling the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad.
Our opponents join with warmongers and neocons to wage endless wars, these wars that never end.
Our policy of never-ending war, regime change, and nation building is being replaced by the clear-eyed pursuit of American interests.
There you go!
It is the job of our military to protect our security, not to be the policemen of the world.
No new wars, and no new wars. No new wars. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will expel the warmongers from our government.
I will prevent, and very easily, World War III. Very easily.
Remember he said, if you get Kamala...
The president would be to gamble with the lives of millions of people. She would get us into a World War III guaranteed because she is too grossly incompetent to do the job. She's not going to be able to deal with
President. Let's stop there. So if you agree with that, Trump, and all the think tanks and the RAND Corporation and the Army War College and every other major war college around the world, you are a neo-Nazi coup. Literally, and need to be arrested. And you're dangerous. Mike Huckabee just said that yesterday. And these people are insane.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where to keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason. I don't even know what I should say, because I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser. I analyze every second I exist, beating up my mind every second with my fists. And everybody want to run. From the sack, and there ain't nothing I can do, cause life is a lesson, you'll learn it when you're through. I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me. Cause hate is all the world has even seen lately.
Donald Rumsfeld, Paul Wolfowitz, Benjamin Netanyahu. Took out Yitzhak Rabin on record so they could then carry out the Project for the New American Century, or Pax Americana. In an April 1st report in 2000 titled Pax Americana, Rebuilding America's Defenses, they called for a new Pearl Harbor event, a domestic terror attack in the U.S. that would kill 3,000 people. It says in the report, it would kill a comparable number, is the quote. Look it up. To Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor killed 3,000 people in Oahu, Hawaii, the Big Island, at Pearl Harbor. And on September 11, 2001, 3,000 people died in New York and D.C. Very interesting. Now, thousands of Howard Lutnick employees all died on the top of the World Trade Center, but he was out that day. So was Larry Silverstein that bought the building 6 months before and took out double terrorism insurance. Most insurance companies won't insure for terrorism, but they did twice for him. He made a cool extra $6 billion off that. And he was out that day, too. His offices were right on top Lutnick's. Good little pals. The conglomerate that Netanyahu is the head of did 9/11. And they're now kicked off a giant war. And the Kremlin has issued an emergency warning. Kremlin issues chilling nuclear war warning and blames Trump's gross error. We'll be getting to that and reading their warning. People can say Trump blinked or Trump choked. No, I think Trump's starting to go back to the old sensible Trump. I said, please, Trump, with his 48-hour deadline, I know others did to him directly, don't blow up all their energy sector. It'll starve the population in the years to come. Can you imagine not having electricity basically for years? And he extended it 5 days. And then, as I said, the Iranians, they're not backing down. They hold the cards. And I said, Trump, get out of this. Now he's extended it 10 days. And Israel, Netanyahu announced, go to the Haaretz and Jerusalem Post and CNN right now, show to start the show, and said, we don't care what you do, Trump. We're going to continue. And, oh, what did they start doing 2 days ago? Blowing up the power plants. Blowing up the electricity switching centers. You know, you're driving along into a big city, on the edge of town, you see these big, giant complex of transformers and wires. That's what those are. It takes years to build those. Years to get the parts all together. They don't have extra ones laying around. Nobody does. There's national assessments of us. 60-something sites, well, it's 40, now it's 60. You hit those, all you got to do is take out the main transformers. They don't have replacements, 6 months of electricity. And the Iranians have trained with asymmetrical warfare, and they said 2 weeks ago, we may launch attacks, and they said on your energy if you hit ours. Ooh, maybe that's why Trump, and they got Shiites here. They let them in. Biden did. And you know what they got? They got the state guards and a few state police at those 63 sites or whatever it is. And if, you know, you can find out where they are if you know this stuff, read the congressional reports, and try pulling up by one. Try getting about 200 yards away from one. That's why they're always off in a field. You know, there's roads around it. You're going to have a state trooper on your ass, which is good. You think a state trooper is going to stop 5 or 6 Iranians assigned to each one with 50 caliber rifles? No. First thing they're going to do is kill them. They're going to pull up. They're going to kill the state trooper. Okay, now there's a couple state guard with them. So, and Trump already before this strike activated emergency directives. That was public. So they've had some beefing up of that. For $4 billion, congressional studies, they could have buried those and had replacements nearby.
It's a particular type of transformer. Didn't do it. So see, another thing is, let's say you want to have regime change. Okay, I mean, I don't like the mullahs. If there was some magic switch you could flip and send them to Mars, I'd do it. But we don't have the troops or the weapons or the preparation or the infrastructure protection, and we've been wide open. We are infiltrated. Israel doesn't care. The U.S. goes bankrupt. They're run by the Rothschilds. They want the Great Reset. They want Trump's plan to fail. Trump's not in on this because I know all the angles. And now he's figured it out. Hell, 3 weeks ago, he was saying, I want an off-ramp. This didn't go the way you guys said. Yeah, the insiders making great money on insider trading, knowing what's going to happen with volatility when they make different announcements. But what good's that money if everything's destroyed? So this is the real world. Ben Shapiro, the little lawyer, he just takes his talking points. He doesn't even think out past any of this. But Netanyahu does, and his boss is above him. And so they believe they can fully commit the U.S. to this no matter what. It'll bankrupt us, which helps the globalists in the long run, and then Israel can pick up the pieces, be the new center of global trade by still controlling the husk of the American empire. They say this. Harrison made a 20-minute documentary, and I'm proud at my behest. I said, you have to do something on this, and a bunch of clips of Netanyahu going, yeah, you know, Europe and the U.S. are the new Rome, and you're our enemy, and the end will get you, and once you collapse, we'll be the new power. And it's in the Israeli newspapers that, not all of them, but it's a minority, but you see it saying, oh, this is great. They've got names for us, Amalek and all this other stuff. And because Titus and Pompeo, the emperor, destroyed the Second Temple in 70 A.D., you all deserve it. 99% of Europeans and Americans don't even know who Titus was or Emperor Pompeo or the sacking and destruction against the Israeli zealots, which you get the word zealots from them, proto-Zionist. Yeah, there it is. Scroll down. Show how many views it has. 19 million. We got to get those numbers up. And he gave it a name. Go to the front. I forget the name. But just the post is, I might get killed for posting this. The least you can do is watch it. Go to the front of the documentary. It says the name at the front. I forget the name. But we're swinging for the fences here, ladies and gentlemen. That's the eighth front. The eighth front. Israel's war on reality. And it's just Israelis saying all this. I mean, the crazy ones. In fact, before I get to this Ben Shapiro thing, get the documentary promo from Tucker. You want to play that? Because Tucker, already in my summation, has the biggest huevos of any journalist in the world. And I've known Tucker for 14 years. I know the inside baseball. He's confided in me in person in great detail. And what you see is who he is, but it's more intense behind the scenes. He served this country, believed it, believed we were the good guys, or the people running it were. He still believes we're the good guys. The people are. America's great. Culture's great. What's left of it is can really be rekindled and really save the world. As Elon Musk has said, America is the central pillar to the West, and the West will save the world. As Jim Morrison said, the West is the best, and it'll do the rest. So, Tucker grew up believing all this when he's a teenager, 18 out of high school, sent with his brother down to live with the Contras for a year. And I'm talking like right on the edge of combat, all of it. And yeah, with the CIA, yeah. Not officially with it then, but And he was buddies with Joe Kent, CIA, all this other stuff, commando, Leventers, wife blown up, whole nine yards. And 14 years ago, he finally learned about Building 7 because his younger kid showed it to him. He came and told me this. He wanted to come and meet me and apologize. He said, I'll never support these evil wars again. And I was wrong. And I'm going to change. And I said, he said, I just wanted to come to you because you're the kind of like the Moses of this thing. It's really what he said here at this studio. And he said some of it on air. And he said, I just want you to know. I was like, okay, well, that's fine. Great. He goes, I called you a liar and a bad person. You were right about it all. And I apologize. I saw your prediction on 9/11. And I said, great. That's wonderful. And Tucker is now 100% committed. The last time I was on his show in Florida, when I was on it again in Maine, so I guess it was the time before last, it was like a year ago. And man, he was getting calls, threats from Netanyahu, all of it, while I'm at his house for 2 days. And it was in Florida, and he was talking to me about it. We had lunch, dinner. He's just, oh my God, so, you know, all I'm trying to do is all the numbers show. It'll cause the Strait of Hormuz to close. Trump had just gotten in. It'll kill the Trump recovery. Trump's really listening to me. I think we've stopped it for now. You know, Vance is on board. He's stopping it. And now you see Vance being for it. Well, once it's done, I mean, he got on board just like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs was against this. But once it happens, you know, they signed on to do what the president says. So, I mean, I even understand that. And he told me a lot of the inside baseball, and obviously Joe Kent's been talking to us and things, and to Harrison, you'll see some stuff on that very soon, big movement there. And our information about a month before Kirk was killed, that Israel might kill Kirk, and Kirk was concerned. And you saw me day one say, let's look and see first. Now the evidence is swinging towards that. But we're always way ahead of the curve here. I'll just leave it at that. And there are major factions in the government that are just sane. Just like Tucker's new documentary has, and this has been in the news, every former Israeli intelligence chief that's living has gone public in Israel and said this is insane and it's where it's going. And in the end, this will probably get Israel destroyed. And then Netanyahu's insane. And almost all the generals, former, because you can't when you're current, have said the same thing. Tucker interviews a bunch of them. That's what he was in Israel doing. So he is risking his life. You can guarantee it. And Tucker told me this years ago. He says, I don't care. I'm going for broke. Because I've been invited to go to Russia and interview Putin and Lavrov and all them. Official letterhead, you know, from the Kremlin, Putin's signature on it. I didn't make a big deal about it, really even talk about it much. But strategically, I wasn't scared to go do it. But I wanted to, you know, try to get the war to stop in Ukraine. But I was just like, when you do that, it allows the intelligence agencies and the operatives they have that are bad in them to say, we believe they're a foreign agent, and then they can kill you and stuff. And I believe strategically being able just to stay on air and cover all this was the smarter move. It was just too much of a roll of the dice. I'm not scared of dying. I just gut level strategically didn't do it. Not Tucker. You know, he didn't really talk about this, but I confirmed it. They tried to fly a drone into his hotel room and kill him while he was there. And they partially shot it down so it crashed into the hotel next to him. Then they tried to blow his car up in the parking garage. So, oh, they kill American journalists, Gonzalo Lira, others. I'm on the official hit list of the Ukrainians to be killed. So I'm just like, here's the deal. I will risk my life, and I'll go out and protest, and I'll go out and do things, but I don't roll the dice because I strategically, because there's not enough people now that have as much knowledge as I have. We're starting to get there. But I understand as a brain trust, I've got to be strategic. Tucker is balls to the walls. He's got elephant testicles. And that's why I've got him on my X account at the top, because that's what I admire. He is 100% all in. And he told me. And so did Charlie Kirk, stuff I haven't really gotten into, about the things going on in the White House. And during the campaign, and for the first 3-4 months, Tucker had the ear. Charlie Kirk had it right up until he was killed. Kirk was the last guy, and Trump listened to him more than anybody. And now you see what's happened since he was killed, and since Musk was driven out. So this is just so historic. So here's a promo for the documentary. Here it is.
Well, you probably heard a lot about the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi, on this show and elsewhere. He's the guy who's always at the White House working to suck the United States into some war of conquest on behalf of his country. But what you may not know is that the charges against Netanyahu are real. Corruption charges. They tell you a lot about him. What exactly do you know about this man who's apparently in charge of the United States? Well, we are now streaming The Bibi Files. It's a documentary that pulls back the curtain on Benjamin Netanyahu, This film traces the rise of the longest-serving prime minister in the history of Israel and the corruption cases surrounding him. Hear from former staff and Israeli insiders describing what Benjamin Netanyahu is really like and see leaked interrogation footage from his corruption investigations. Video that you were not meant to see and that they definitely don't want you to see. The BB Files, it offers a rare look inside Israel's power structure and the man whose decisions have once again drawn our country into another war, a big war. You can stream it now only at TuckerCarlson.com.
Unbelievable guts. And now it's out in the open. Israel says, we're not stopping the war. Trump, you're not stopping it. Trump's publicly said, don't blow up their power plants. They're blowing them all up. Because they know the Iranian psychology. They will double down. They will keep the strait closed. Oil's now at $110 a gallon. That continues even a few more weeks. It's irreparable, the chain reaction, okay? Of the fertilizer and the chemicals and the oil and the natural gas. I mean, this is so sad. Because Trump is a good man, and he's done so much good. And I have a guest in the third hour about that. We should all just pray that God open Trump's eyes and those around him. Give Trump a Saul of Tarsus moment on the road to Damascus, whatever. Just pray that God and the Holy Spirit forcefully and lovingly go in there and get control of Trump. And I don't say Trump's a good man just to, you know, try to be nice. I know that. I know he was persecuted. I know when he said we don't want to go to war with Iran because he had good advice, that was a good man. I know he was about to not go in, so Netanyahu hit first. That's all confirmed now. And Trump wants to act like he's in charge. He goes, no, actually, I said do it, which wasn't true. People used to say he's a big liar. Everything Trump basically said was true until the last 6 months. Now he lies constantly, or he gets it wrong. So this is a biblical-level disaster. And I want to open the phones up later in the next hour and into the next. We have some big announcements in the third hour. I'll just leave it at that. Yeah, the Gandalf analogy, Lord of the Rings, like when they go into the talk to the king of Gondor and he's under a spell by Wormer Grimetongue, and then Gandalf breaks the spell. This is bad, man. And here's the deal. You don't have to just go, Alex has a great track record of being accurate. We better listen. It happened. What I told you 28 days ago, what happened, happened. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? Tomorrow I'm going to do at least 3 hours live on this and more. And then I'm going to air that March 1st emergency Saturday show. I'm going to restream that. And it's like you have a time machine to 28 days later. But I need to tell you next hour what comes next, guarantee the different scenarios, and they all are horrible. It's like on Google Maps, you got 8 different roads go to the same place, and one gets you there in 55 minutes, one gets you there in an hour and 6 minutes, one gets you there in an hour and 20 minutes. But all of them take you over the edge of a cliff at the end, the same destination. And I know the roads. I'm like, okay, there's this one, that one, that one, a combination of that one. And they're all like, woo! I mean, I'm literally saying prayers. I always say prayers, but I'm like really saying prayers. I mean, I'm tingling in my gut, folks. And I don't normally do that. I normally get electricity up my back when I'm saying something really important and true. When I start getting my gut tingling around, that's the real spider sense going, danger, Will Robinson, danger, 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 danger. I mean, right now I'm just, woo! Woo! I mean, gut level. My gut is going, whoa. And Russia's saying, you know, they lay out why nuclear war is so close. It's all true. And Ben Shapiro says, listen, we got to get ready to have a lot of Americans die. And you got to go enlist. You got to fight. You got to die. We can't have Iran. They could close the Hormuz in the future. No surrender. Buddy, you're 42. They enlist up to 43 now. You need to go join the Marines. Boot camp will take you to Camp Lejeune. And you can go. You know what? Better yet, get on an airplane. You're already an officer in the Israeli military. I mean, you're already Mossad. We know that. Seriously, he's an actual officer. You need to go to fight. Oh, I understand. No, 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 no. It's American blood. And in these clips, he talks about the Americans need to do this. The Americans, I don't know, I don't go, the Americans need to, when I say something, I go, we need to do this. I said, I back Venezuela change if Trump can do it, but to roll the dice, he may get set up, but he has the right to do it because of all these issues and policy and constitution and gunboat diplomacy, Barbary pirates, Monroe Doctrine. But this is unconstitutional. This is illegal. This is dangerous as hell. And now you see it. And so I demand that Mossad officer, covert agent of the IDF, saddle up and fly into Tel Aviv, and that he go fight the Iranians. But no, he wants you to do it. Now listen, we're going to post these clips to Rumble from this live hour and to X. Be sure to share them. Be sure to take the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble, The Alex Jones Show, and Infowars.com/show, the feed. Share it on your email list, your text message. People need to hear this next hour. I'll go over the documents, the information, and so much more. Different top military brass disappearing for months. We got some really scary stuff going on. We need to analyze that. We'll go over it all next hour. But I also need your support, because I'm not backed by the Israelis or the Qataris or the Iranians or the Russians or the Democrats or Republicans. I'm backed by you. And TheAlexJonesStore.com. Today is the last day at midnight. Any order of a t-shirt, a ball cap, methylene blue, bovine colostrum, we got the best. We have the best iodine is back, T3. Game-changing stuff, all discounted. Today's the last day. Every purchase, you get put in 50X entries to win both of the amazing vehicles. Because one offer ends tonight at midnight, and it's the next month the other one. But this is that no man's land, or that special sweet spot, where you get put in 50X each on that. Oh, my God, I was reading that wrong. It's 100X. They only did that the last week. 100X. And they launched a bunch of other stuff. Oh, this is insane. I hadn't even seen all of this. They had that incredible zero light they were developing. That just launched 72% off for subscription. Discounted massively for everybody else and VIPs. We've got the Faraday bag selling out quick with all the stuff inside of it. The battle daggers, all of it. Just go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's too much to tell you about. Amazing deals, and it funds this operation. Hour number two is 2 minutes away. Stay with me and share the live feed. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend. The end.
All right, I'm going to play a special report on COVID tyranny, and then we come back and join all the stations. I'm going to get into all the hardcore news. The Iranians hacked Cash Patel's. This is like Hunter Biden stuff that just came out. It's total information overload, total bonker town. Massive information coming up on generals that are disappearing. You want to continue to listen and share the live feeds. Now you're the Paul Revere's. Here's the report. We'll be right back.
The International Energy Agency has dropped another bombshell from its Paris headquarters, unleashing a fresh 10-point plan dubbed Sheltering from Oil Shocks. Released amid Brent crude spiking toward $120 a barrel and the Strait of Hormuz largely shut down, the document urges governments to slash global oil demand by an estimated 2.7 million barrels per day within 4 months. Key COVID 2.0-esque measures include mandating work from home up to 3 days a week, dropping highway speed limits by at least 6 to 10 miles per hour, imposing car-free Sundays in major cities, alternating vehicle access by license plate where odd-numbered plates get access on certain days and even-numbered plates get access on the other days, pushing carpooling and public transportation as we dwell in a reality where all of the machete-wielding lunatics are free to injure anyone they please under Blue City Soros DAs, cutting non-essential business flights by 40%, and promoting efficient trucking and rail alternatives. Yeah, you know, the trucking industry, rife with illegal aliens.
This illegal immigrant came into America in March of 2022. He was given a federal work permit by the Biden-Harris administration, and Gavin Newsom gave him a CDL license. On this day, he was driving intoxicated. When the traffic in front of him slowed down, he didn't slow down, and he plowed right through 8 cars, immediately killing 3 individuals and seriously injuring 4.
And the rail alternative, from the likes of the $16 billion California Governor Newsom burned to create nothing.
You want to be big? You got to be big in big things. This is the only high-speed rail system of its type anywhere in the United States of America. You could talk all you want. You guys are actually delivering, making things happen.
On the surface, it reads like pragmatic crisis management for a genuine supply crunch. But we just went through this engineered behavioral control bureaucratic nightmare, and in some respects we still are, and I guarantee the American people are not gonna line up like sheep this time. This isn't the first time the IEA has rolled out such a blueprint. Back in 2022, amid the Russia-Ukraine fallout, they issued an almost identical 10-point plan to cut oil use that pushed remote work, slower speeds, car-free days, and reduced air travel, measures that conveniently aligned with the post-COVID new normal of emerging restricted mobility and digital surveillance. Now, in 2026, the agency is recycling the playbook under the guise of sheltering consumers, with language like immediate actions for advanced economies and heavy emphasis on limiting personal freedom of movement that will quickly morph into policy mandates, fines, internment camps, and enforcement grids. The IEA's own net zero by 2050 roadmap has long telegraphed the end game, slashing fossil fuel demand not through abundant cheap energy, but through rationing your lifestyle. The populace corralled like sheep, all while the elites jet between climate summits and award ceremonies. Expect the usual cascade towards establishment insolence, where corporate compliance, media cheerleading, and gradual normalization of surveillance apps to optimize your carbon or oil footprint ramp up. The Agenda 2030 goal is less than 4 years away, and the fools are going for broke. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really know it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealchemstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Of the global financial meltdown has begun. I don't see any way out of this now. Trump was totally set up. We were taking back America and the world from the globalists, and Israel did a preemptive attack 28 days ago, sucked us in. Israel says they're going to keep bombing. They're now blowing up Iran's power plants when Trump told them not to 2 weeks ago and again yesterday. And they are going to suck us into total war and U.S. troops in Trump's escalatory ladder, not just taking Kerg Island, but the entire Strait of Hormuz. Low estimates are 100,000 troops to take it all. The Iranians already have 1 million soldiers. They've got 1 million backup. They've mobilized those. And the Wall Street Journal is now reporting Trump considering sending an additional 10,000 ground troops from Fort Bragg to the Middle East, providing more options for the war. Here's the Wall Street Journal article. So Netanyahu is in control of U.S. foreign policy, and he's in control of the world economy. The globalists don't want the Trump recovery. The whole world's ready to fall into a depression. They've got the cashless society ready, the end of the dollar. Trump was fighting all of that and doing a great job, and now he has stepped into this. He didn't even understand the Strait of Hormuz. Do you understand how bad this is? Pray that Trump somehow reverses this. The problem is the Iranians have even said this. They said, and I said it before they said it, I said, every time they have a peace negotiation, they get blown up at it, and they know if they stop now, Israel and the U.S. will just rearm and start bombing them again in a few months,
And so they go, fine, you've already killed our leaders and killed other leaders and done all this. We're just going all the way, and we're keeping it closed until you pull out of the Middle East, give us $500 billion, and say you were wrong. And Trump's not going to do that. So now we've been sucked into this. And even if the regime fell tomorrow, which isn't going to happen, the way it's set up, horizontal, not vertical, it's set up for this. Already what's baked into the fertilizer not getting out, the chemicals, the oil, the gas. The Russians just announced, starting April 1st, no more gas or oil exports, period. Put that back up. Do you know what that's going to do to prices? You think $110 a barrel oil is bad? And why did that happen? Trump keeps saying the war's over, everything's fine. I meet with Iran, they're giving up, and they come out and say, F you, we're not even talking to you, you're a liar. And then they blocked a bunch of Chinese ships coming in to get oil for them, and so oil shot up $20 overnight. And Trump can only do this thing a couple times that, oh, it's over, everything's fine, and it's going to stop working. And now I believe we've crossed the Rubicon. Him doing this thing where he says that is over. Russia to impose a gas export ban on its oil producers for 6 months starting April 1st. Russian state-run media reporting. I want to get to Ben Shapiro because he's the mouth of Netanyahu and the mouth of those above him. But this attack on Iran is more of a target on the world economy and the U.S. economy and Trump winning a global recovery. Because Trump was doing stuff for the whole globe. It was so wonderful. It was so glorious. It was so incredible. The doze, the cutting, the border security, oh, man, banning men and women's sports, just on and on and on and on and on. And then we went into this about 6-8 months ago. It just got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And 180s on all this stuff. People say, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You think the Democrats are better? My point is, this is where we are. And if you think just getting in line and hoping it's going to work will make us succeed, you're crazy. Now the talking point from the mouth of Sauron, the mouth of Netanyahu, all the neocons, all the Israeli operatives, they're surrogates, they're agents, they're Benedict Arnolds, like the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Huckabee, is, yeah, we have to go to total war and we have to have a lot of people die. Yeah, we're invading. And we have to invade. Because now they can close the Strait of Hormuz anytime in the future. We can't allow them to have that power. Well, if you wouldn't attack them, they wouldn't have done it. After the last attack in June, they said, you do it one more time, we're going to block the Strait of Hormuz. And they do what they say they're going to do. You can say what you want about the Shiite mullahs. The Sunnis are as crooked as the dog's back leg. And the Shiites are completely insane, but the Shiites are recognizably the most organized, serious, most intelligent, and truthful Muslims there are. When they tell you something, you better believe they're going to do it. You think America, even at our debilitated, beta male, dumbed down level, you think the majority of us would give up if something's being done like us? No. We couldn't beat the Vietnamese because they wouldn't give up. That's a cakewalk compared to the Iranians. Now they're trying to get Trump to nuke the Iranians to make them give up. We'd already firebombed all of Japan and killed millions of them. They'd have 2,000, 3,000 bomber runs with no anti-aircraft for months. The whole country was burned down. Their houses are paper, balsa wood. When they dropped bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they'd already unconditionally surrendered a week before. That was kept the American people, declassified in the 70s. They wanted to demonstrate to the Russians the atomic bomb. And the Japanese people would have never surrendered in their culture, but their God, they worship the emperor. Emperor Hirohito knew he was going to be killed. Because MacArthur had sent him messages saying, I'm landing with troops, with Marines. We estimate it'll kill another 5 million of you. We're ready to go. You're out of ammunition. We're going to kill you and your family. And he gave up. The Japanese wouldn't have. And these Shiites are more determined than Japanese. I mean, look at the Vietnamese. I mean, fighting them ain't a cakewalk. Any of those Asian countries are meaner than hell once you get in a fight with them. They just flip the switch. They don't give up. The Shiites are even worse. These are the worst of the worst when it comes to giving up. If you want to give up, it's they love it. Look, people attack me, I just get madder. And little Ben Shapiro, who I guarantee you couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag, tells you you need to get ready to go die for Israel. Yet the majority of the Israeli officials, and finally all their former intelligence chiefs, who've already gone public in Israel, now they go meet with Tucker Carlson and say, this is insane. We know down the road it destroys Israel as well. Because it does. Netanyahu is insane. Yes, if you could get rid of the mullahs, it'd be great to free Iran. I don't like them. But it's not going to work, and they know that. Netanyahu is a megalomaniac. Now, I asked the archivist, and it's a hard job because I've said it probably 500 times the last few years, and the last year hundreds of times, but he just starts a few days before March, February, in late February, with me predicting what would come and what would happen. And I haven't seen this yet. There's a lot to go through, so I'm not bitching. But I know I specifically laid all this out about they're tricking us to get into it. It's a full war, it's regime change. They won't fall. They'll block Strait of Hormuz. They'll have to go into the strait. Then the troops will get overwhelmed. They'll put in a small enough force that they'll be defeated. Then we're totally committed. I know I said that. I don't know if he got that clip, but I literally called it 100% precisely. And the only reason I'm doing this is you understand what I'm going to tell you next is coming is going to happen. Depending on how the scenarios unfold, there's different ways it does it, but it's all the same direction. It's a spectrum of horridness, from horrible to absolutely hell on earth. And Trump is like, oh, let's get out of this, and the Iranians are, no. And Israel goes, no, we're not getting out of it. So now Trump is, and America is held hostage by the Iranians and the Israeli crazies. And they're 3,000-year-old war with each other. It's like the Crips and the Bloods now can destroy the world in their fight. So here's a compilation of me breaking it down, and then we'll get into Ben Shapiro and more. Let me tell you, we're already at full war here. And when Trump told them in that speech this morning, rise up, this is the commitment, we're going to, you know, regime change, this is it, and I want total surrender from the Iranian National Guard, and you'll be given total amnesty, or if you don't, you will be destroyed. When he said that, he clearly stated total commitment to regime change.
This is the 20th.
Iran, three times the size of Iraq.
This is
much
March 1st.
Population, much more high-tech weapons, and has an alliance with China, Russia, and North Korea. And now the U.S. has ordered everybody out of the Strait of Hormuz. No civilian ships going through there, so it's effectively already closed. The Iranians last year passed it in their parliament, which is a rubber stamp to the Ayatollahs, to seal it if they were hit in a major attack. They're taking out their naval ships. They're taking out their shipyards. They're taking out their command and control, their air defense, their air bases, their missiles. I mean, this is massive. When this all kicked off in June last year, 9 months ago, I said this is about regime change. This is about getting the camel's nose on the tent flap. This is about sleepwalking into full war. That's what the real policy is regime change. And Israel and the U.S. are trying to overthrow the mullahs, and they had four or five big uprisings they financed since then that failed. And then Trump says, oh, they've got missiles. Now we've got to take out their military that can deliver nukes, which I told you they would do. And that's really cover for regime change. And now they kill the Ayatollah and a bunch of the military command.
as you know, in the first strike at 2 a.m. Texas time Saturday morning. And then they had the Ayatollahs and you know, the Council of 12 and a bunch of their leadership meeting again in another bunker. And the Pentagon believes all in there were basically killed. That's another Israeli strike today. And they're not going to give up. And as you go down the ranks in the IRC and the rest of it, they even get more psychotic and are more dug in. Then you have the Strait of Hormuz that is closed, sunken ships in it, but not fully blocked, but closed because the insurance companies won't let any ships go through because they get attacked, they get sunk. So effectively, they have closed it without having to physically close it by sinking a couple oil tankers in it. And a few more, it'll be blocked physically. And then we're going to have to, quote, send in ground troops to, quote, control the other side of the beach so that they can send in the big dredges and stuff to haul them out. And see, that's there'll be mounting pressure. Oh, the U.S. has to go in, has to open it. You see how, and then you know, the next piece. And then those troops are going to get attacked that are on the ground securing the Strait of Hormuz on the Iranian side. And then we're going to have to expand to push that group back. And then, oh, those troops are attacked. We got to expand to defend those troops. See how this works? It's called an escalatory ladder. Here's the big announcement, ladies and gentlemen. It took 15 years for the West to topple the Assad regime, the last Ba'athist group in the Middle East. And if it takes 15 years now of civil war, ground war, we are now committed to this. Unless there's major public pressure and understanding of what's happening to get this to be shut down and stopped. That's why the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff told Trump this has a lot of really bad ramifications and will take finally going to total war. And Trump went ahead with it regardless. And you're told, oh, it's just surgical strikes. It'll be over very quickly. Oh, it's going to last 2 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks. Now we're told it'll last until September, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Oh, 7 months now. Remember 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Just stay in your house for 2 weeks. Some areas of the world, it was 3 years locked up. Here in the U.S. and Europe, 2 years. Canada, you know, almost 2 years. U.S. Central Command, meanwhile, is asking the Pentagon to send more military intelligence officers to its headquarters in Tampa, Florida, to support operations against Iran for at least 100 days, but likely through September, according to a notification obtained by Politico. Yeah. So we're being sleptwalked into total war, just like NATO did with Russia. The one big thing, other than releasing a new pandemic, and that's buying into the fear and going along with the lockdown, the only other thing is a big Middle Eastern war, particularly that cuts off the Strait of Hormuz. So 4 days into it, and the Strait of Hormuz is still shut down, and it's going to be shut down for a long time because the Iranians haven't even tried to block it completely yet. They just sunk a few ships. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN's own website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. and I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealphashowstore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealphashowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealphashowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best. And it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealphashowstore.com, and I thank you for your support. All right, so, and that's a pretty good excerpt from my show, but maybe the archivists can find specifically where I explain it's a trap to get us into the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, I said that there are some. Then go to full war, and then that will crash the global economy, which is already happening, which is what the globalists want with the Great Reset, which Trump has actually been challenging, and he killed the carbon taxes, all of it. And that alone was a reason to be proud that we got Trump in. I mean, the good he did the first admin with better Supreme Court justices and everything, and then what he did in the first 6 months was even better than his first 4 years with all the rest of it, and getting out of the Paris Accord that experts believe would kill 2 billion people if they actually cut half the carbon. I mean, it was just fabulously wonderful. So the left always says, oh, Jones admits he was wrong supporting Trump for 10 years, and ha, Trump was evil and a liar. No, that was the old Trump. The old Trump didn't go to war with Iran. The old Trump didn't do all this stuff. It was great. But now the new Trump, it is a whole different ball of wax. And it's very, very concerning. I mean, as you know. And let me start getting into this, okay? Back to where we were before I played that clip just for some background. Some context. We saw Lindsey Graham a few days ago say, hey, we took Iwo Jima, we're going to take, you know, the Strait of Hormuz. Iwo Jima had 20,000 Japanese troops, took 110,000 Marines and sailors to take it. And we lost 20,000 people, 23,000. Trump, and I said this weeks ago when they started announcing they're sending these Marines and Army, they're getting ready to go on the Strait of Hormuz. They're like, oh, shut up. That's not what they're for. Of course they were for that. Now they admit they're for that. They briefed Congress that Trump's looking to go in with 7,000 soldiers and Marines against hundreds of thousands in a totally armed, complex military bases, mountains, everything. This is beyond bonkers. And so they go, well, don't worry. Trump's getting ready to send 10,000 more. So 17,500 troops. And a lot of those are support. The Wall Street Journal now reporting Trump getting ready to send another 10,000 troops. There's a London Independent analysis, and I totally agree with it, and it looks at different military analysts, and they say the U.S. would need 1 million troops to control Iran, not the few thousand currently on their way. And the analyst I've talked to said 50 to take that Kurg Island and 100 bare minimum just to take some of the other main bases. And then those are surrounded by 1,000-foot sheer cliffs and then 4,000-foot mountains behind them. Yeah, well, some are 7,000 feet. All dug in. And it's all a bowl. You can look, pull up the Strait of Hormuz. It's a bowl. A perfect military history strategy point of where we're not to attack. You're in the low ground surrounded. Everybody knows you're going to be in the high ground. I mean, it is wild. And yeah, we got the air power, we got the attack helicopters, the Sea Cobras, the Super Cobras, the Apaches. But it won't matter when the troops have to get up close to these people. Just like Gaza. It will be hell on earth. And Lindsey Graham says, I believe in the Marines. Well, you better send 300,000 of them then.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big Panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is, and they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore, but the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support.
We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAuctionStore.com. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAuctionStore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at TheAlexShowStore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Sync NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends, the only winning move is not to play.
Is interviewing Joe Kent, the former head of the U.S. Counterterrorism Center, number two under Tulsi Gabbard over U.S. intelligence. Harrison will be with us in the fourth hour with big excerpts of the interview. So long, lengthy, game changer, big breaking news on the Israeli coup over America and U.S. going to total war, ground troops surging into the area. That is coming up in the fourth hour. Excerpts of the interview exclusively. And then over the weekend, we're going to air parts of it, and then the full interview on Monday. And believe me, we know the right questions to ask. We'll leave it at that. It was Harrison, 1 month before, said Charlie Kirk thinks Israel is going to kill him. And that was from sources, and we'll leave it at that. But Kent is a frequent guest with Harrison, and there's a lot going on. So we will be getting to all of that and a lot more. Remember, we broke that 6 days after Kirk was killed, there was a cabinet meeting with the FBI director where he yelled at Gabbard and Kent and others and said, you don't look at foreign involvement and these leads you have, this intel. And I broke that first. Months later, it came out. It was true. So we have a lot of sources. My source was not Kent. My source was other people in the meeting, as I told you. And they are mighty pissed about this. So you're going to want to join us in the fourth hour today. That interview is being taped right now through that wall right there. Harrison's like literally 20 feet to there. So that is coming up. Fourth hour today. I wanted to get Dark Journalist just to pop in because I want his take on these huge developments. And we'll get back into Iran, back into how this is snowballing into global economic collapse with the energy and the fertilizer and the rest of it. And Trump wants out, but Israel says no and is bombing their infrastructure, their electrical grid, so that they won't give up. The Iranians said if their grids hit, they'll actually physically close it and start striking our grids, and they got sleeper cells. This is what the globalists want, total collapse. Trump really took the bait, and he's trying to pull out but with the face-saving systems, but it's not working. But I wanted to get former Wall Street Journal writer and documentary filmmaker and author, Dark Journalist Daniel List on, and we'll get him on next week for a full hour just to give a snapshot on these huge developments. So 3 days after Trump, 5 weeks ago, ordered the entire secret UFO, secret government space program released, which we know they try to keep secret from presidents. Eisenhower first complained of it in his farewell address in 1961. This top general who's over most of the secret operations, the actual physical craft and things above him is the head of NORTHCOM and COG and continuity of government. We have this general, top general disappearing, General William Neil McCaslin at the Air Force Research Laboratory at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And this has gotten almost no attention. And now it's over a month that this has happened. This is a big deal. Then you tie this into NASA to spend $20 billion on moon base, cancel orbiting lunar space station. And you've got NASA releasing a whole consortium, Future Strategic Infrastructure, Issue Future, admitting all of this secret technology and stuff. So this is a confluence of things coming together. And List can report, remember, like almost a year ago, I told him, he thought it was very interesting, as it was, when I told it years ago, no one seemed to care, that I was talking to someone very close to Elon Musk. And this is in the first Trump administration. And they said, no, they're really going to launch the Mars mission from the dark side of the moon. So it can't be looked at by a lot of our enemies, but also it's a better launch point. And also it's protecting the craft and facilities from solar radiation. And they've already got 3D printers up there. They've already got a base up there with a secret space program. And that when Trump wins re-election, they're going to announce it and do it. You notice Musk suddenly said, now we're not launching from the Earth. We're launching from the dark side of the moon. A month ago, people were blown away by that. And when I asked this person that works for Musk, I said, why are you telling me about a White House cabinet meeting with Trump and Musk? They said, well, they like you. They want you to know this. It's weird. And I go, okay. Well, they said, I wasn't told why. Remember, I told this whole story. Now it's all confirmed. I mean, just like they told me, yeah, we're going to announce Friday the Kennedys, you know, endorsing Trump from, you know, and I said, why? Well, we like you. We were giving this information. There's different factions. The good guys do give me a lot of information. I just want to point that out. So this all ties in. Huge things happening. Dark journalists, the limited time we have, want to give you the floor to start wherever you want on this, but things are really coming to a head. We know they're fighting. They have the real UFO file released. You know about the different factions. You're probably the leading expert on full spectrum analysis of this. Thank you for joining us. DarkJournalist.com on YouTube. Dark Journalist. Dark Journalist. Daniel List, thank you.
Alex, it's great to be here. And you've nailed it right on the head, which is that source that you were talking to. I think it was back in 2019, somewhere there.
That's when I first announced it. Yeah, and I said, am I getting in trouble? They said, no, you're authorized.
Exactly. Well, that's 6-7 years ahead. That's the kind of intel. This is part of the problem, which is we're getting the intel much, much later. And there's this gap in time. So we talk about things like the release of the UFO file. This is scheduled. This is a pushed-up schedule, as it were.
And Trump wanted the schedule pushed up. That's why they gave it to me.
Exactly. This is interesting, too. I want you to note something that Trump made an appearance on The Five the other day. And who does he start talking about out of the blue but Uncle John Trump? Now, Trump goes into this routine whenever he's trying to raise the UFO file in a background manner to show I'm connected with all this. There's no reason to go on musing about Uncle John all these years. And here is Trump right in the middle of it and saying, oh, Uncle John told me the secrets. And, of course, Uncle John Trump worked deep, deep in these programs, redeveloping the UFO file passed on from Vannevar Bush. So he transmitted a lot of that information to the president. So when the president is sitting down across from his deep state counterparts dealing with these people, he is on a similar level. And this is part of the problem why they've tried to get him off, get him out of the stage over the years, put him in prison, whatever it happened to be. And I think part of the reporting that you're doing here about the Iran war is crucial also because a number of these people are luring him in to becoming very impotent in this second term that he has. But this all ties in with the UFO file because the UFO file is sitting there right in the heart of the national security state as the top national security issue, period. So when they go up there,
and how obvious is it to have one of the top generals that you've even named before disappear 3 days after Trump makes his announcement? Now it's over a month. What is happening there?
They're grabbing everyone associated with that program, and the program is about the redevelopment of the technology of the UFO file. That's General William McCaslin and his assistant, Monica Reza. And she had, in fact, he was the disappearance, but she had, in fact, disappeared before him last June. Now it turns out there's another Los Alamos personnel who has disappeared.
And another top physicist expert on near-Earth objects and things, he got executed on his front porch.
Yes, that's Carl Grillmayer. He's over. He was over by Caltech, and he was in the middle of nowhere. And they had this guy wander up to him on his porch and shoot him. And they said, oh, it was a carjacking gone wrong. This guy lived, you know, there's no way some homeless guy with a gun is going over there just to carjack, you know. Nobody could make it out there without a car in the first place. And Grillmayer was very interesting and important because he was studying life and water on other planets. That was his specialty. And the wave that came up in this pattern, and it's a very distinctly UFO file pattern, was when we had Lorero over here at MIT, who was killed in December. That was the real warning shot that this whole pattern kicked off there. And we had the disappearances in June, but nobody was putting the pieces together at the time. So Lorero was dealing with a very peculiar and obscure piece of research called the neutron star merger. That's all deep, deep in the system. And if you can redevelop that neutron star merger, you're talking about a complete breakaway technology. Now, these people, when they're working on these programs, they tread into the UFO file. This is the nature of the problem. McCaslin, in fact, was identified in emails. Now, these were emails that were leaked by WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, back in 2016 when he was trying to expose Hillary Clinton. And they were emails between Podesta, Tom DeLonge, and Hillary Clinton. And they were identifying McCaslin as somebody they needed to get on board because he was in charge of the Roswell redevelopment equipment. Now, all of this technology that comes out of this original crash, the 47 crash, back there. So that program went on and on and on and continues on. So he was the one who was overseeing it, and he was at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. His disappearance after being identified in those emails, and I put the email up in my Twitter feed. I think that's the Exhibit 5, but it is very interesting because if you look at that, you're going to find out that the email itself is saying, look, this is General McCaslin. He's our guy. He was in charge of the Roswell stuff. He's going to be the one. And this is DeLonge trying to get Podesta to reach out to McCaslin. So they had that in 2016.
Exhibit 5 for TV viewers. Overhead shot. Or go to Dark Journalist on X to see it in HD. There it is.
Fantastic. And this article now, all the way back to 2009, says memory medals are missing. This is very important because what happened was the original medals that they were trying to pass off in Roswell and saying, oh, no, it was part of the scientific development we were doing. All of the records disappeared, and there were a number of FOIA requests all the way back in 2009. And then the government came out and said, oh, yeah, we're going to give you the UFO file. But part of that was a ploy to get their hands back on the memory metal files. That's a very exotic technology. It comes directly out of redeveloping the UFO file, and they are vacuuming up the people who are associated with that program. McCaslin was right in the heart of it, and his assistant, Monica Reza, not only was she in the heart of it, but she had an entire patent that had been developed by the space program to get us off dependence on Russian rockets, etc. And she had developed this Mondaloy, which is a special metal alloy that is beyond any kind of regular scientific reckoning for how it got developed. She's the one who put it into a patent. She did it with another person. The other person died of cancer, and then she disappeared last June. Not a trace. You know, she left her wearables behind. She was on a hike. And the guy who she was on a hike with, the two people she was on a hike with over there in Angeles Forest in California, you know, they look back at a certain point. She was smiling. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. They're going up the hill. They're within 20 feet of each other. But whatever it was, the way that they grabbed her, they had to grab her in a professional hit because they had to grab her without the other hikers seeing her. The other hikers go over and they look back and then no waving, no smiling. She's gone. She's out of there. She's disappeared. So she was the assistant for McCaslin in the project, the UFO file redevelopment project.
And what do we know about his disappearance?
His disappearance is very strange. First of all, he was retired, but he was working for a company called Blue Halo. You remember what I've said about Blue over and over again. That's the original name and the code name for the redevelopment of the UFO file. When it gets back into corporate hands with defense contractors, they use it as a steganography, as it were. And so Blue Halo is this company now. It's very interesting. He was a top research assistant, giving them all of the benefit of his knowledge of overseeing for 20 years the Roswell crash UFO file info. And there he is giving them this intel. Now, they are a lead developer in the Golden Dome project. This is crucial. And they're saying, look, it's not just missiles that we want to fight against. It is other anomalies. The other anomalies are the UFOs. That is the key to the defense grid that they're putting up there. Golden Dome defense grid, $300 billion price tag to start. I mean, that's some serious money. And the UFO defense grid is huge. And that's why you see these scientists getting picked off, because there is too much information on the Exprotect side leaking out, and they are covering the leaks, and they are taking care of the leakers. Now, what happens in a number of cases with these people also is the official stories about their missing activities when they go out. There's no way somebody of McCaslin's level, who's been overseeing the UFO file for 2 decades, goes strolling out by himself. He leaves his glasses behind, leaves his phone behind, and goes for a stroll out into the Sandia Mountains. You know, this is just not something that's going to happen to a general like that. They have tracking devices for these people for sure because of their value as a national security target. If somebody else grabs that general, for example, from a foreign country or a hostile entity of any sort, they have access to all his knowledge about the UFO file.
Sure. So, I mean, and I confirmed with family that 18 years ago, even low-level officers were briefed and then it was shut. I was given no more information. They were being given traditional RFID chips then. And now, obviously, they have nanotech injections. A lot of them don't even know it. They're injected with it. That's all in the patents confirmed. And so that's definitely going on.
There's no question about it. I mean, people can, you know, trace a pet who's missing. This is ridiculous. This guy is a high-level American general in charge of the UFO file, the most super-secret program. And here's the thing. We wouldn't know anything about McCaslin and the UFO file if it wasn't for WikiLeaks. This is the lucky break that breaks the case, as it were.
What's crazy is he's stuff from like 10 years ago. It's incredible.
Exactly. That's 2016. So how far back this guy goes with it?
Or do you think they've just disappeared him so he can't be questioned? Because I don't know what you think of Stephen Greer, but he was on right before this happened, and he said, I'm working with special ops connected to the Trump administration, and they're about to grab all these people. We're going to grab the file forcefully. And what do you make of that?
Yeah, well, I like the idea. Unfortunately, in Stephen's case, he's been saying that for years and years, and it's always this group is going to come forward, they're going to do anything, and then they never come forward. So I think that there's a dangle out there along the lines of the UFO file, which happens like this. You know, these insiders, and I've had them come to me and say, oh, you're on the super secret inside track. You know, this counterintelligence guy is going to give you this information about this. And what happens very often is I tell them, you know, you're going to have to come forward, and then they disappear. So what I see there is manipulation of people involved in it. So, you know, a number of researchers have a genuine intent to get this stuff out, and they'll do events and they'll do all the rest of it. But they're so honeycombed with counterintelligence people that they over and over again make false predictions or whatever it happens to be. Now I can take to the bank that the fact that we said we identified the Blue Program in 2023. Now the government had to admit it a year later because we had put it out there and it was starting to show up in all of these FOIA searches. And then the government said, okay, yeah, we did have the Blue Program. That's true. But it was all about UFO crash retrieval. But since we never found anything, the Blue Program doesn't matter. No, the Blue Program is how you link this entire thing, because it's an 80-year cover-up of the highest technology and the most exotic technology. And this technology is not just something that will make a faster jet or will make, you know, we're talking about invisibility. We're talking about metamorphosis. We're talking about warp drive. I mean, this is a completely off-the-charts technology. And both parties here in the world, in terms of superpowers, Russia and America, Russia has just a highly developed UFO program as we do, although technically we're the leader. So when you find the scientific warfare that goes on between the countries, part of it that we don't see underlying all of it is the UFO file. And now Trump did a very daring thing there after Obama spooked him with this, because what happened was Obama came out and said, you know, I know aliens are real. Well, that was the first president who actually said that. But Trump was planning to come out in July with his own speech. We know about this through a number of different sources. So when he got pushed up, as we mentioned at the beginning here, he came out just before the Iran war hit, and he said, oh, we're going to release, you know, all of these files, and I'm going to have it in an executive order where all of the NGA, the NRO, and all these other people are going to have to give us the UFO file directly to the DOD. Well, this is interesting, because right after that, you have McCaslin disappearing. How clearly is that related? There's no question in my mind that they grabbed McCaslin because of his level of knowledge. And I don't think he's alive any longer in the case of McCaslin, because, you know, it's been over a month, and I think he was such a nature that they can't, you know, just put him back and say, oh, he was wandering in the desert for a month. I do think in some of these cases, they will grab some of the people and give them a new identity and slip them into a new program. But I think in the case of McCaslin and his group, his working group, if you study it, and there's a new research assistant who is tied to him, her name is Melissa Cassios. She went missing 4 days after Monica Reza last June.
I mean, how obvious is this? They're all coming missing. Wow.
Exactly. And that's just the three, but they were working on that program, and that program is the one that was dealing with the memory metal. And one of the people had a patent on this memory metal. That thing comes directly out of a UFO crash. And so this is the thing that they didn't want to get out, and they went out vacuuming up the people. Now they have the team leaders involved. McCaslin is out of there, Reza is out of there, and Melissa Cassios is out of there. All three of those people. And I've been helping a publication in the UK get this information out. The guy's name is Chris Mallor. It's Daily Mail. You've been seeing all these articles about
it. Well, you got to come on for a full hour next week. I want to just get an update on this. But clearly there's a war inside the deep state. over this, and I think you're saying you think Trump is on the good guy's side. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is just so obvious, and we expect a lot more to happen. We'll talk about it next week. Daniel Liss, Dark Journalist. We'll find you at darkjournalist.com. Dark Journalist on next. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
I mean, this is Twilight Zone stuff. You hear all these top people in compartmentalization. They're all the top managers, the top people. They're disappearing. Reported by newspapers. Oh, we're hiking. All of a sudden, she's gone. Oh, and this assistant's gone. It's the key bureaucrats are disappearing. This is beyond insane. All right. We're going to go to break. I'm going to get back into Iran, back into all the angles, Shapiro. And also, should we throw the baby out with the bathwater? What do we do? How do we respond to what Trump's doing? Because while we're mad at Trump, which we should be getting him back on track, if that's possible, the Democrats are going completely insane with all their regular agenda. This is so horrible. The Trump will be gone in 2.5 years, and then we got these people. Whew. Before we go to break, though, remember, I am only able to stay on air because of you and your support. And today, this Friday, March 27th, 2026 transmission is the last day when you buy a baseball cap or ultramethylene blue or our new iodine that's even better than the next two. You get put in 100 entries. Normally it's just for every purchase to make 5 entries in the sweepstakes for 2 different vehicles. Ford Mustang Shelby GT500 and the Ford 2025 Ford Raptor and $20,000 cash. You can win any one or both. If you spend $1, you get 100x entries. To win, you get a free limited edition InfoWars shirt when you subscribe to any product ends tonight. Also, every order gets a free InfoWars mystery bundle with mugs, decals, wristbands ends tonight. This is insane. There's only this one day to even tell me about this. This is the biggest sale ever. And we're not done yet. I've wanted a great zeolite for several years. Zeolites are on record to chelate, to pull out toxins out of the body, heavy metals, spike proteins, you name it. They have an excellent private label of a top brand. Zeolite Detox Defense, now available. Just take a dropper of this every day. It is incredible what it does. There's a lot of zeolites out there, and a basic zeolite's great, but these nano, micro, particular types are awesome. So we just go out and private label a brand that's already highly rated. So now you have the Zeolite Detox Defense, the Alex Jones Zeolite Detox Defense, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and that funds our operations. And obviously we have the iodine that is true atomic, meaning it's on the periodic table. It's pure. People say they have atomic iodine. Nobody else sells it. The only ones that have it, it's X2, same manufacturer, but even better, a little bit stronger. T3 iodine, thealexjonesstore.com. And oh, all the t-shirts and hats they've been producing are the best ever. I mean, there's like over 700 designs down the site. It's kind of a problem, though. It's hard to find them all. There's just so much. But that's what keeps us on the air. And be sure to become a subscriber to get bigger discounts. And also become a VIP. Spend $30 a month canceling time for free. Get $40 to spend special deals, special offers, and more. Everybody should be a VIP. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 3. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I got all the big breaking Iran news. This thing's really come to a head. It's unspeakable how dangerous it is. I want to open the phones up and take your calls as well in this hour ahead of Harrison Smith joining us with first looks at his Joe Kent interview. He's still doing it right now, live. This is going to be massive. That's coming up in the fourth hour. But let's go to a few clips of Ben Shapiro, who promised this wasn't going to be a full war, no ground troops. Well, now you'll be ready to die. Now you got to go over the news because, you know, they close the Strait of Hormuz in the future. We got to have regime change, which the Pentagon told them is probably basically impossible, unless you just nuke the whole country with 100 nukes. So here's Ben Shapiro, and we'll be back with your phone calls, tons of news, and more.
Here is the thing. If you look historically, the American people actually have some patience. Our shortest wars were longer than the current conflict. The Persian Gulf War involved 43 days of active operations. The Kosovo NATO air war lasted for 78 days, even deposing Noriega in Panama in the late 80s. That lasted for 6 weeks. And also Americans are not dumb. We don't believe that if you're involved in military activity, you're not going to lose anybody. Because again, if necessary military activity can only be pursued at zero cost, there's no use in having a military. Literally the point of a military is to do hard and dangerous things. That's why our military members are heroes. That's because they're willing to undertake that sacrifice for a greater good. Now Iran, for its part, seems to be counting on this view of Americans that have been shared by pretty much all of our enemies at one time or another, that were weaklings, that were incapable of mobilizing for victory. Hitler famously thought that America was decadent and unstable. In one private conversation, according to sort of Hitler's notes, reportedly he said, quote, "I don't see much future for the Americans. It's a decayed country. They have the racial problem, the problem of social inequalities. Everything about the behavior of American society reveals that it's half Judaized and the other half Negrified." And this is Hitler talking. "How can one expect a state like that to hold together?" And during Vietnam, the Viet Cong counted on the idea that Americans would get tired, that Americans would get bored. And after a while, they were right. Americans did get tired. After a while, they were right. Americans did want out.
What a bizarre sales job for this.
50,000 American dead by that point. In Iraq and Afghanistan, too, our enemies thought, okay, they can just outlast the Americans. But here is the point. To outlast Americans, typically, requires not months, not weeks, years. Reality is that there is no way to extricate ourselves from this situation right now. There's no way to extricate ourselves from this situation by simply running away. That does not leave Iran in control of the Strait of Hormuz, which means $100 to $150 barrels of oil from here to forever. That is a point that was made by Larry Fink over at BlackRock. Not a Fink fan, but he's right about this.
If there's a cessation of war, and yet Iran remains a threat to trade, a threat to the Straits of Hormuz, then I would argue that we could have years of, you know, above $100, closer to $150 oil.
What happens to the global economy if that happens? How do we see
We'll have global recession.
Okay, again, he's right about this. That's the point, is that it's not as though if things ended today, things would be better a month or 2 months or 4 months from now with Iran still in control of the Strait of Hormuz. There is no way out but through. And here's the thing. Once we get to the end of this, if the Iranian regime falls, energy will become cheap again because the Strait of Hormuz will be free again. Not only that, you'll actually have American energy companies working with a friendly Iranian government to radically increase oil production. And because markets are forward-looking, the price of energy will then go down. According to CNN, quote, Iran has been laying traps and moving additional military personnel and air defenses to Kharg Island in recent weeks in preparation for a possible U.S. operation to take control of the island, according to multiple people familiar with U.S. intelligence reporting on the issue. But U.S. officials and military experts say there would be significant risks involved in a ground operation, including a large number of U.S. casualties. The island has layered defenses. The Iranians have moved additional shoulder-fired surface-to-air guided missile systems known as man pads there, as well as anti-personnel and anti-armor mines around the island and on the shoreline where troops would make an amphibious landing. Now, again, I would assume that our military planners have thought of this. We are constantly hearing about the magical defense capabilities of the Iranians, and so far, the magical defense capabilities of the Iranians appear to be putting their bodies in the way of American bombs. It's not working amazing. Caroline Lovett was talking to young voters yesterday, and she said Trump is doing this for you, which is totally true. By the way, this is an act of political courage. I know sometimes...
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI... surveillance systems, all the big tech is, and they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore, but the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that. When you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at theoxygenstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again. I can still hear you saying you would never break the chain. And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again. I can still hear you saying you'll never break the chain.
This is really bad. And I want to focus on what I'm going to say, because I want to talk about what's coming next if we don't stop this. Instead of just saying, oh, look, I'm right. See, it's horrible. It's terrible. Though I'm going to go over all that because there's a lot here. Right now, the Trump administration is, if Iran doesn't give him an off-ramp and doesn't do most of what Trump wants, then Trump is going to send troops into the Strait of Hormuz. Starting with that Kraig Island and all the rest of it, which is just another escalation, roping us into this. Israel knows that. Israel says they're going to keep bombing the infrastructure. They don't care, so Trump can't make a deal. I mean, this is so horrible. And it's already jackknifing the global economy, which is exactly what Larry Fink wants. And you have Ben Shapiro endorsing Larry Fink. And Larry Fink says we need regime change or the strait will never be opened. and then the world economy will collapse, which is what Larry Fink tried to do with COVID and has been trying to do stopping Trump. But Larry Fink sits there and kisses Trump's ass, so he goes along with it, and now Trump won't bring in Elon Musk's administration, but put Zuckerberg over the AI commission to decide how that's deployed. Which again tells you why I think Elon Musk is a better person than them, because he's been iced out of this. People go, oh, he's horrible too. Whatever. I'm trying to get people in that are at least better. And you got Melania up there. I'm not her enemy, but she's like, marches out with this creepy robot and says, oh, the robots will teach our children because our teachers aren't good. Because they put bad teachers in with bad policy. Oh, human society's broken, so now we'll have the robots. I mean, this is getting so dystopian so quickly. And I know it's because most of Trump's leadership, because I know the elites, are not part of the technocrat class who can barely keep track of themselves. They'll tell you, these AI chips, the engineers don't even know how they're making it. The AI is making it now. There's not one person knows how it works. Well, imagine the politicians. They're just given a script, policy, sounds good to Trump, he goes with it, and that's not an endorsement of what Trump's doing. That's even worse. All I do is study this, and I barely understand it. But I do. So, let me give you the toll-free number to join us. And then Harrison Smith is still interviewing Joe Kent right now, the former head of the National Counterterrorism Center, who's been called the leader of a neo-Nazi fascist overthrow because he agreed with the other top experts and said this war is bad, and he resigned to get attention to it a week and a half ago to get Trump to course correct. And then the neocons are referring him, saying he leaked classified info, which he didn't, when he has arrest. I mean, this is so dangerous. Well, the first looks at the interview, clips of it, in the fourth hour today. It's lengthy, and it's a lot of breaking news. And over the weekend, we'll have more excerpts than Monday, the full interview. But look for that. But I don't want to hold people in the fourth hour, because we won't be taking calls then. So let's just put 10 callers on the board. I'll get to you at least. So I hate leaving more of you there. Our phone system takes like 20 calls at a time. To talk about Iran, to talk about your view. Think I'm wrong? Think I'm right? I know I'm right. I know what I said was happening. Where do we go from here? You want a ground invasion? Let me hear from you. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. But we are entering bizarro world. Here's a classic promo, Buck Rogers in the 21st century. And then just a reminder of the saga by the globalists to shut us down. And then we'll be back with your phone calls.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through full space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Alex Jones.
How would you describe him?
He's a hugely influential conspiracy theorist.
His ravings are untethered from reality.
It's a nasty piece of work, but I think he's also a deflating windbag.
He's not right in the head.
I'm very pro-free speech, and the word dangerous is used far too liberally. In his case, I think it's actually justified.
Yeah. Could he be a threat to American democracy?
Everyone thinks he's a crazy motherfucker.
And they never heard him talk. They think he's just nuts. And he is crazy. He is. But you gotta be crazy to stand in front of the world and put your ass on the line and say the things he's saying. So you gotta be a little crazy. It's like a rock star. Like Axl Rose. Oh, he's crazy. Yeah, he's Axl f***ing Rose.
There is a war for your mind.
Information is the unlock.
Information warfare.
I come to you with a spring in my step, a song in my heart, emotionally and spiritually refreshed, because you know how, as humans, we have to accept the fact that sometimes bad things happen to good people? Well, by the grace of God, sometimes bad things happen to Alex Jones.
That's a good thing.
The despicable and ridiculous Alex Jones
deserves every minute of torture.
I don't like giving people like Alex Jones a platform, but
what do you do? He's out there.
Tucker Carlson continues to fawn over Jones, calling him
one of the most important truth tellers in America today.
What does it mean for the future of InfoWars?
InfoWars.com.
This is InfoWars, right?
I think everybody wants to know, will he be shut down?
This verdict shuts down Alex Jones? Good.
I guess the good guys just won the InfoWars.
He is the number one threat to these people.
Take the bullhorn away.
You know, kicked us off the internet, tried to ban our IP, got banks to cancel us, lawsuits, censorship, investigations from the FBI. I mean, everything has been thrown at us.
Take him out. Make certain he can't rebuild the platform.
That's what matters.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
InfoWars.com lives. People can come to my show every day, 11 a.m. Central, and they can hear what I'm actually saying, Piers, versus what you're trying to put in my mouth.
You got God's warriors coming together like the SWAT team of free thought.
It has become more than ever a litmus test as to whether you get what's going on in the world or not.
This is InfoWars, right?
If you don't get what Alex Jones represents, if you can't recognize that Alex Jones is the real deal, you don't get anything.
We're going to give this information on InfoWars.
So no concept of the wider perspective here. If you still can't see through the lies that are telling you that Alex Jones is somehow not who he says he is, you still can't get it.
We've been fighting this battle for a long time, Alex, and we just got to salute you as a Christian and as American, because you paved the way to make braver soldiers like us today.
This is about good versus evil and God fighting the devil. You got to pick a side now.
InfoWarriors.
All we ever do is promote human freedom of every race, color, and creed. Our message is really imperative for everyone to understand, like, this is the way out. It's about understanding that every single human being has a right to live their life the way they want, unmolested and uncontrolled by those with more power than them. So no matter what they say about us, no matter how they want to portray us, just know that InfoWars really represents something totally unique, totally special, and an existential threat to the most vicious, evil, totalitarian, and importantly, miserable people on the earth. Who is the number one player in all of this? Who is the number one symbol of alternative media and, you know, internet content?
It is the legend that is Alex Jones, and you were fighting on the front line, and now we're here with you. You got some other superheroes, part of the Avenger movie, fighting for Christ and free speech.
Folks, we really are going to save this country, and we really are going to save this planet.
On InfoWars, think about that for a second.
They're going to remember Alex Jones. They're going to remember InfoWars.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Joe Kent interview, over an hour long, has been concluded with Harrison Smith. We're going to have powerful excerpts of it in the fourth hour, just 42 minutes away. And I've also noticed a talking point being put out by the left that, oh, he was a commando in the Army and then assigned to the CIA, and his wife was blown up over there and died. We can't trust him because he was in the Trump administration. What does that even mean? We already know Trump was given an assessment that this war would be a disaster. They'd close the Strait of Hormuz and they wouldn't fall quickly. We already know all this, and he's the head of the counterterrorism center, and he comes out and resigns trying to stop the war, and then, oh, he's bad, though. We don't listen to him. That's because the establishment and the left is working with BlackRock and the globalists at a level to hope this war continues to destroy the Trump administration and destroy our recovery. Joe Kent is a great guy. Tulsi Gabbard is a wonderful lady. Good friends with Tucker Carlson, both of them. Joe Kent, many years with Tucker. But it doesn't matter. He's a high-level person in these meetings saying this is a fraud, and they're trying to put him in prison saying he leaked information now. It's completely obvious he's a good guy. If you want to beat the globalists, you can't take every person that blows a whistle or defects from their side, he wasn't even on their side, to us and then say that they're this traitor. But I noticed as soon as I posted just a quick video of me back there during a break while they were interviewing, showing it, bots everywhere. Oh, he's a traitor. He's with Israel or the neocons. No, he's a traitor. We'll arrest him because they're so scared of government officials coming out and doing the right thing. They are so horrified by that. They're so scared of Daniel Ellsberg's releasing the document that they knew the war was lost in Vietnam. They're so scared of other whistleblowers. Whistleblowers in the DNC. Remember the fellow that released the info? Hillary stole it. He got shot in the back. Seth Rich. And there's been other famous government whistleblowers from the Pentagon that get killed. These guys are heroes. These guys are the real deal. When you convince yourself that there's no good in the world, you've accepted the devil's biggest trick, that no good exists. The second biggest trick is that he doesn't exist. This is palpable, real intel, which we already knew, but from an insider, we already see it all unfolding, as he said, in front of us. Don't just believe him, believe your eyes. But they try to turn it into this thing. Oh, he used to not be anti-Israel, so we don't listen to him about trying to stop Israel running our government. What? That is the most illogical crap ever. And I saw, you know, the leftist and Jimmy Dore, I just think goes for clicks. He's a smart guy, but he's really gone sideways. Oh, is this a giant double fake for Joe Kent from the deep state? What? They want to put him in jail. They're demonizing him, saying he was a leader of a neo-Nazi coup. Nothing to do with Nazis. They are totally frightened. Dr. David Kelly was the head weapons inspector and the head of policy in 2003 in the UK, and it came out they killed him because he said there weren't WMDs. They kill people for doing this stuff. How do you expect anybody to ever stand up and be a whistleblower and tell the truth if, oh, well, they were in the government, so I don't believe anything they say? Well, if you were informed, you'd know everything Kent said is in public intelligence. Any real intelligence analyst will tell you 95% of intel is public information. People are like, oh, there's magic intel level, and ooh, up there, you're in the clouds, you know everything. Yeah, they can spy on people. Yeah, they got stuff like that. But no, most of what happens is out in the open. And it's logical. We attack Iran. They pass the law to block the Strait of Hormuz. They probably aren't going to fall. The Pentagon's own analysis. When they don't fall, they'll block the Strait. They'll have us by the balls. It'll crush the world economy. That's what BlackRock and Larry Fink already want. I want to go back to that Ben Shapiro clip we played at the start of the hour. So I want to analyze it, then I'll go to your calls. Clip 21. I'm going to start and stop this. We can play the clips of him saying a month ago, don't worry, there won't be ground troops. The regime will fall. We're just getting their missiles. Midnight Hammer was just getting their nuke stuff. Oh, we 100% got it. Oh, now we didn't. Then the Iranians will block the Strait. Then the U.S. will be by the balls, be held by the short hairs. Then Trump will have to send in troops. Now we're fully committed to war. We got to have regime change, or they might block it again. And Shapiro says everything 27, 28 days ago, I said what happened, because it's all been war-gamed on the threat escalation ladder in that zone. This is one of the most war-gamed things in the world. And it's happening exactly as Joe Kent and Tulsi Gabbard and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Kane, told Trump. But they act like you're a neo-Nazi cult coup leader if you say this, and doesn't matter about your 6 Bronze Stars and your wife getting killed over there and all the rest of this. You're now a traitor and work for Qatar or Iran. when you are what the majority of the war planners are telling Trump? And what Trump always said, because he was briefed on it. And then Shapiro goes, look, Larry Fink says, if we don't unblock the strait, it'll kill the world economy. Larry Fink wanted the world economy killed. Israel knew that if they hit Iran, and this continued, they'd block the Strait of Hormuz. Iran had passed a law saying it. So then they know Iran will close the Strait of Hormuz. There's only move left. That crashes the global economy, kills Trump's recovery, and Larry Fink, Trump's top enemy, wins. The Rothschild banks win. Now you see the trap. And he asked Joe Kent about this, and Kent said this is a trap for Trump and America, which it is. This is all logic. This is all war game. This is reality. Go to Ben Shapiro.
Here is the thing. If you look historically, the American people actually have some patience. Our shortest wars were longer than the current conflict. The Persian Gulf War involved 43 days of active operations. The Kosovo NATO air war lasted for 78 days, even deposing Noriega in Panama in the late 80s. That lasted for 6 weeks. And also Americans are not dumb. We don't believe that if you're involved in military activity, you're not going to lose anybody.
It blocks the energy.
If necessary military activity,
it kills the recovery.
Pursued at zero cost, there's
which
no
your bosses want.
Literally, the point of a military is to do hard and dangerous things. That's why our military members are heroes. That's because they're willing to.
Yeah, get ready to die for Israel, troops,
for a greater good. Now, Iran, for its part,
run onto those shores like Normandy.
On this view of Americans that have been shared by pretty much all of our enemies at one time or another, that were weaklings, that were incapable of mobilizing for victory. Hitler famously thought that America was decadent and unstable.
Oh, Hitler!
In one private conversation, according to sort of Hitler's notes, reportedly he said, quote, I don't see much future for the Americans. It's a decayed country. They have the racial problem, the problem of social inequalities. Everything about the behavior of American society reveals that it's half Judaized and the other half Negrified. And this is Hitler talking. How can one expect a state like that to hold together? And during Vietnam, the Viet Cong counted on the idea that Americans would get tired, that Americans would get bored. And after a while, they were right. Americans did get tired. After a while, they were right. Americans did want out. We should know that there were 50,000 American dead by that point.
So it's no big deal getting us ready for
Iraq and Afghanistan, too. Our enemies thought, okay, they can just outlast the Americans.
And they did.
Here is
and Ben, you need to go enlist right now.
Requires not months, not weeks, years. Reality is that there is no way to extricate ourselves from this situation right now. There's no way to extricate ourselves from this situation by simply running away. That does not leave Iran in control of the Strait of Hormuz.
And pause.
Which means.
So Israel strikes, drags us into it 28 days ago, says no boots on the ground, says it's all going to go great, knows it won't. Now, oh my God, we've got to invade and take the Strait. To do that, we've got to take the whole country. So Israel's now drug us into a full regime change, no matter what it takes, and the Pentagon estimates 1 million troops. You ready for the draft, folks? It ain't gonna be Ben going to do it. He says, Americans have died before. Die again for me, the Mossad commander. This guy literally sees you as garbage. Continue.
Bridge $150 barrels of oil from here to forever. That is a point that was made by Larry Fink over at BlackRock. Not a Fink fan, but he's right about this.
If there's a cessation of war and yet Iran remains a threat to trade, a threat to the Straits of Hormuz, then I would argue that we could have years of, you know, above $100, closer to $150 oil.
What happens to the global economy if that happens? How do we see
we'll have global recession.
Okay, again, he's right about this.
And pause again.
That's the point.
And it's Larry Fink that engineered the Great Reset to make us poor, to make us all bankrupt, so he controls us. He controls 80%+ of world assets. This is the Great Reset. As I said, the Iran war a year ago, they have it, is the new COVID, which they also engineer. And so Israel goes and does this, gets it blocked, knowing it'll happen, and now says, oh, even if they unblock it, we got to take them out because they can do it again. They want a Great Reset. They want you out of your cars. They're on record. They went carbon lockdowns, and now they're getting it. Let's go back to Ben Shapiro.
So if things ended today, things would be better a month or 2 months or 4 months from now with Iran still in control of the Strait of Hormuz. There is no way out but through. And here's the thing. Once we get to the end of this, if the Iranian regime falls, energy will become cheap again.
Oh, yeah,
the Strait
right.
of Hormuz will
sure.
be free again. Not only that, you'll actually have American energy companies working with a friendly Iranian government to radically increase oil production. And because markets are forward-looking, the price of energy will then go down.
So Israel goes, knows they'll do it, get it blocked. Even they're saying if they unblock it, sorry, we still got to go to full war. We got to have a national draft. You know, it's no big deal. You got to be ready to die. How about Ben Shapiro? You go get in your IDF uniform and you go do it. Oh, no, sorry. You want us to die, not just pay for Israel, but die for you.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man, better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be right back.
side and roll the dice on the future of humanity. This Iran war, along with the Russia war, but this particularly, is the focal point, the flashpoint, to decide the new global system is set up. And I am so blessed and honored and proud that we backed Trump for the last 10 years. It irrevocably took down the neoliberal globalist order. But into that slid the Israeli lobby the last year particularly, and they've now gotten control of foreign policy, which means domestic, and it is the Great Reset 2.0. And it is already confirmed, devastating the economy, devastating food supply production, devastating energy, horrible inflation. Now the Fed's saying they're going to do interest rate hikes. And Trump's figured it out now. He's like, oh, no, no, off ramp. Iran's like, no. And Israel's like, we're going to keep attacking. So we've got Iran and Israel now in control of our domestic and economic policy by force de jure, majeure, act of God, whatever. And so I don't have to be proven right. I've been proven right again. And we better start talking about Trump getting control of this. But he told Israel stop a week ago when they were hitting their energy. And they're still doing it. And the Iranians are going to go all the way now. And I know it was the streams out on X and places. There's comments. You're a liar. He didn't do that. It's all confirmed. They're saying it. And I told you what was happening behind the scenes before. They can just make this stuff up. They're trying to throw me in prison for no reason. Now, Harris has had over an hour-long interview with Joe Kent. And he says this Iran war is a total trap for Trump administration in America, which I totally agree with, and more. We'll have three big excerpts of the interview next hour with Harrison. And then on his show, he'll have more. And then Monday, in the last hour and a half of my broadcast with Harrison, we're going to air most of the interview. But the last 30% or so will be on the War Room, 3 p.m. Monday. Because we're going to build this up. This is really important. This is a guy that wants silence. This is a guy they're trying to lie about. But again, it's not just him. This is all the intel that's public now. But he did this to draw attention to get Trump to change course in that letter a week and a half ago. Remember that? His resignation letter? And it wasn't just him. It was the Chairman Joint Chiefs said the same thing. And Trump now knows he was wrong. But the average neocon follower out there is following this talking point that anyone against the war is a Democrat. Notice Democrats didn't try to block this in Congress. They love it. They want Trump to mess up the recovery. They want Trump to be saddled with this. This is horrible. But now Joe Kent with his six bronze stars and 11 combat tours and his wife blown up over there in the Foreign Service. He's not a real American, according to the neocons. The left goes, oh, he was in the CIA, so we don't listen to him. We don't need to even listen to him. Even though he's got a lot of knowledge on it, it's all public that Israel struck first. That the Israel lobby's controlling things. That the Pentagon told Trump it wouldn't work, and a 90-plus percent chance of no regime change, and then we blocked the Strait of Hormuz. And now here we are. We're already here. Trump has to put the brakes on this now. Larry Fink looks so happy in that Ben Shapiro clip. Well, even if they give us the Strait of Hormuz back, they can always take it over. So oil will be $150 a barrel from now on, and it'll be a global recession depression, which is exactly what he wants. And then they blame Trump, and they blame Iran, because Trump walked right into it. There's not much time to get out of this. Even if Trump did the exact right thing, it's 50-50 now. Ideologically, though, we're still winning. Globalists are in trouble. They're losing everywhere. So they're going to pure totalitarianism, arrest opposition, all that stuff. So the fight's on, but at least we're not going down without a fight, and at least we're not going down asleep. But damn it, man, Trump was really wrecking it his first 6 months. I was on cloud frickin' nine because I analyzed each piece of it. And then as soon as they kicked Elon out, it went downhill. And it's going downhill fast. I'm like, can we kind of turn it around a little bit there? I really want to salvage this. See, most people just take a talking point, regurgitate it, or their influencers get money to say what they say from a group.
I'm funded by you at thealexjonesstore.com. I deeply researched this. I've been on there 32 years. I've been into this since I was 10 years old. I interview all the top guests. General Flynn's on Sunday during the first hour. I know what I'm talking about. And I cannot hype enough how much danger we're all in and how bad this is. And I said 28 days ago when it started, I said, I believe it's going to be a total disaster. Here's what's going to happen. Laid it all out. It's happened. But I said, I pray I'm wrong. I will literally buy champagne and pop champagne bottles. I said on air, in 3-4 days, if these bastards fall, because I'm not fans of them either. But I said, it's a globalist trap to just close the Strait of Hormuz, kill the recovery, go to total war. And even if Trump stops the war, Israel will continue. It all happened. This is easy to know if you're engaged. I would have loved to go to the store. I'm not even a champagne fan, but I'm going to drink it. Like when Trump won the last two times, we got out. I said, go to the liquor store, get Dom Perignon. $100 bottle. And I'd have got on air on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever they fell, and I'd have got out Dom Perignon. I ain't popping Dom Perignon, folks. All right, let's go to your calls. Appreciate you holding. Fredden, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Really appreciate it. Bless InfoWars. Shout out to my friend, Sean. He just got engaged. We love that one. Talk about the good things in the world.
Yes, sir.
I'm right on board with everything you're saying. Really, I'm heartbroken a lot when I see this stuff going on with Trump. I mean, he, like you say, slid straight downwards after months and months of fantastic success. So to grasp victory from the jaws of defeat is what needs to be done here. How that is, I don't know. But I frankly called because I can't stand Ben Shapiro, and a perfect day, how serendipitous to go after him. Boy, I'd like to spit some beach nut in little Ben's eye. He's a sack of trash, and I could smell it from the first day he came on, when I first saw him come on. You know, he's just a judge of character. You could see it in him. He's sniveling. He's a rat. So that's about all I have to say. Methylene Blue is fantastic, and I got your favorite T-shirt, the Space Force One. That's my favorite as well. It's the only one I ever bought. And I'm blue-collar construction. If I can do it and I can spend the money, so can anybody else. I work hard enough for it. I might as well do it with what I want.
Well, brother, if it wasn't for all of you out there supporters, we would not still be here. And they got all these articles. Oh, if InfoWars shuts down, because it looks like it's happening, with the Texas receiver refusing to pay the bills, we've had the landlord like, well, can we let you go for a month free? We like you. Why is this happening? You have money in the bank. Why can't they let us, you know, they want to shut down, folks. They don't want to let it be sold. They don't want to get money. They want to shut down. They're like, Jones will be off the air soon. No, the Alex Jones Network, the same satellites, the same radio stations, just a different news website. But we need support to do it. Because the ongoing legal battles, and I want to scale back up and hire a bunch more crew again. Got the best crew ever. They'll be the ones that are the genesis point to go at least 19 hours a day live, 5 a.m. to midnight. Thank you. And that's the ultimate victory, is perseverance and survival and then prosperity for all of us. All right, Colin in Illinois, go ahead. Welcome. Thank you.
Alex, hey, thanks for taking my call. I think fundamentally Trump is surrounded. He's encapsulated in this bubble of false information, misinformation.
And Joe Kidd has said that, and I know it. I was in the first administration when this happened. They would get mad trying to get me from talking to him. Exactly. We're not just defending him. That's what it is. He is a good person.
Yeah, any objective person is going to look at what's happening, and you can see it plain as day. He is just being spoon-fed with the information that they want to feed him.
They admit that his daily briefings are a two-minute video on how many things they've blown up.
Yeah. Like, he's a little kid, like, getting excited about things getting blown up, and he doesn't know any of, what's happening with the bases, our radars getting destroyed, and so much else.
Yeah, billion-dollar radar. We have six of them. Two of them are blown up in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, you gotta have that radar for the counter missile systems. That's why the missiles get through now.
Well, that's why they're all failing. Yeah, exactly. And you know, you made the comment that you think he's figured it out. I don't think he has, Alex. I really, truly don't think he's figured it out because they have the lid so tight on this guy, right?
Well, and I mean, it's in the media, and I've talked to sources. He's been trying to get an off-ramp for 2 weeks.
Well, that gives me a little bit of encouragement anyway. You know, I'm happy to hear that because, you know, just they curate everything, you know, right down to the news that he watches. I mean, even Jesse Waters and Greg Gutfeld are war hawks now. Like, what, you know, watching Fox, like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, we knew this a long time, a little secret. I only broke it a month ago. People pay giant premiums for Fox Mar-a-Lago ads and Fox DC ads because you pay a cheap price compared to national, and then it airs the local ads, and Trump, whatever he sees on Fox, he believes. I mean, he's 79 years old, folks. He's very smart in ways, but he's a boomer.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, I just hope he can pull us out of this because we don't need this war. We don't need to have ground troops. We don't need this to drag on.
What do you think about Shapiro saying, hey, a lot of Americans died in other wars. Just get used to it. It may last years. Big deal.
Yeah. Does he even know about the fertilizer implications? And we're going to have crop failures. You know, yields are going to go way down. Cost of food is going to go way up.
Well, already 20% of fertilizer came out of Ukraine. That's been cut off. So that already caused problems the last 4 years. Now 30% of fertilizer goes through straight. It's mined right around there. That's all shut down. And people are planting now, and it's already actuary. They're already saying 20-30% increases in food basically immediately, but then after worse. That's, in fact, I said it weeks ago. It's all over the news now. I mean, you know, global, I don't like read the news and go, oh, it's right because it's the news. I already said this. Global food supply faces a dangerous bottleneck as Iran war persists. Trump's war is delivering a gut punch to the economy. Yeah, really. Have you seen the gas pumps? Market now see Fed's next move as potential rate hike as inflation fears mount. Trump knows that'll kill his economic plan. That's excellent. So, I mean, you know, and what did I say 28 days ago? I said this would happen. Thanks for the call. As the caller just said, it's if you actually know the pieces, it's very logical. But we heard that Jesse Waters thing yesterday where they went out to spring break. Black kids, white kids, Hispanic kids, they don't even know what Iran is. And then middle-aged folks are a little more informed. Boomers are pretty informed geopolitically, but they just always seem to love a war on average, and it's cuckoo. They're like, you know, well, we had Vietnam. Yeah, we lost that, you know, Ben said, over 15 years, but that's okay because, you know, blah, 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 blah. They didn't control 30% of the frickin' oil and fertilizer, and he knows that. He knows that. You see Larry Fink, global depression. Because he's got all the fiat money. He wants to get everything you got. And I said it 28 days ago. BlackRock's going to love this. The only way to find the right clips, I have to go watch the whole 3 hour. The whole 3 hour show. That show is important, folks. Because people don't get impressed with me telling them what's happening now. They get blown away. If we take what I said 28 days ago now, show it happening now. That gets people to finally listen. Like I said in 2009 and 2010, 11, they'll release a virus, they'll lock everything down 6 feet apart, make it wear masks, shut down the sporting events, have lockdowns, and it won't be the virus that really kills you, it'll be the shot that erases your immune system. I had the head doctor to royalty tell me that. And I had a bunch of documents, and I had the former head of the army tell me. And I said who told me. And then we got not just Operation Lockstep documents that said it for the Rockefeller Foundation. Then during BioShield 2004, they passed this bioweapons law to fight bioweapons, but it was really for bioweapons. And it had a plan in there about 6 feet apart, masks and stuff. The enemy pre-plans this stuff. I don't have a damn crystal ball. The Pentagon told Trump 90%+ chance that they don't fall. They close a strait, global depression. Then we got to send in troops. We need 1 million. And Ben Shapiro's like, so far Iran's just really good at absorbing our bombs. Or he said the U.S.'s bombs. He never says America, he's him. Yeah, and our billion-dollar radar sites are real good, and all those hotels are really good, too, getting blown up. And everybody's bank accounts getting blown up right now. People are going to starve to death now. And listen, little beanie boy. We have air superiority, like we're Martians attacking the Earth. But when you've got, like any science fiction movie, when the Martians got to get down on the ground, what happens? Or any real war,
7,500 troops to take on the Iranians? Oh, don't worry. Trump's seeing another 10. 1 million troops. The United States, at one point, Vietnam had 600,000 troops in the country. The Vietnamese are a cakewalk compared to these people. These are the meanest Muslims there are, and the smartest. Let's go to Kim in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Good to hear from you.
Welcome.
First off, my husband swears by the methylene blue. I use the iodine. We've got a bunch of shirts and hats. We love you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Okay, so this, I'll try to keep it short. The way Trump can save face and get out of this war and possibly save us from a global energy crisis and maybe secure the midterms is if he is reminded of two things. One is campaign promises, like the compilation. You need to send that to him so he remembers what he said to us. And then he needs to be reminded that all these people who are backing him now are the Never Trumpers to begin with. And then he needs to overhaul his cabinet. And he needs to write an executive order banning everyone with dual citizenship from holding public office.
I agree. I don't care if it's a Chinese dual citizen or a British dual citizen or an Israeli dual citizen. This is over. I'm done.
He needs to come out and make a speech to the American people and be truthful and say, look, the CIA intelligence was compromised. We got dragged into this war under false pretenses, and we're done. I refuse to send a single American soldier to die in this war. And he needs to tell Israel that if they so much as throw a rock in Iran's direction, we will cut off all funds, and we won't even sell them as much as a single bullet.
I totally agree. And again, it's on record Israel launched this. Marco Rubio said, no, Israel did it, so we had in our defense agreement do it. And then Trump made him come out and say he was wrong, but the Israeli bragged they did it, and now Israel told Trump in official announcement, we're going to keep attacking, and we're going to blow up their power plants. We don't care what you say. That's in the Israeli news. So they're literally pissing on our president's face. And by the way, folks, I don't have a hard-on for Jews in general. They've got the majority of the former officials and all the former intel heads in an interview with Tucker saying this is insane for everybody. This is going to be horrible for Israel, too. That's the thing everybody knows. I don't, and I've got literally the neocons saying I'm a Nazi, and Joe Kent, who's like a libertarian, you know, wife died over there. I mean, it's just total bull crap. Tucker Carlson's a Nazi? What? I mean, it's just cuckoo town.
Told the world that nobody's going to tell Trump what to do. So Trump needs to come out and say, look, we're done.
Well, see, that's him is feeding his ego. Oh, nobody tells Trump what to do. He'll end it when he wants. Yeah. And now Netanyahu's like, we're not stopping. And
well,
Trump said stop.
If they don't stop, then they get nothing from us. And they would not survive without our foreign aid, our military, our soldiers doing their dirty work.
I mean, I got to tell you, again, I'm not with Islam. Israel has a right to exist. I'm not, literally. But, I mean, my God, Israel running our foreign policy and now our domestic? And the head of the ADL saying we need to blow up Americans with pagers that disagree with us. He actually said that. I mean, this is, they've gone, the leadership of who's running Israel right now is completely insane, okay? And that's all I can say. I appreciate your call. I mean, no one with any brain disagrees with that. This is megalomania on display. This is absolute crazy town. And you got the mullahs saying that the third imam and the 12th mullahs here, and they're going to end the world. And you've got all the top rabbi, a bunch of top rabbis saying it's the end of the world, and the Christian Zionists. And I'm just like, man, are we all going to, you know, drink vodka and take barbiturates and put on our Nike tracksuits and die and beam up to hell bop or something? I mean, this is like cuckoo town. And the Christian Zionists are like, this is the end of the world. This is the battle of Armageddon. Jesus comes back after this. This is even how what the Bible says. Where's the Antichrist ruling for all the years first? I mean, I turn on Christian TV, man, Protestant TV, and I'm a Protestant, but the evangelicals, and I mean, it's like, the end of the world is here. Jesus will now return. Armageddon, praise the God. Oh. Savage Dog in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. How are you today?
Completely freaked out. I mean, this is really bad.
Well, I got to issue an apology and After my apology, I've got an epic idea for a fundraiser for you that ties in with my apology.
Go ahead, sir. Thanks.
Well, I called in, I think the week before you took your break, and I said, I told you that I don't see a single downside to this attack on Iran. And then while you were gone one day, you had Robert Barnes, Matt Bracken, and Mike Adams back to back to back. And they laid it all out militarily, economically, what all this did. And my eyes were blown wide open. So I want to issue an apology.
Hey, I get it. I sat on the beach and built sandcastles with my 8-year-old daughter and fished while I listened to about 2 hours of that. It was powerful, wasn't it?
Oh, shit. I mean, hey, look, I'm Gen X, brother. I'm a get off my lawn old guy. Former Marine,
no need to apologize. I would wish the Moolahs were gone, but you see where we are now. It's not happening and it's bad. So, and now they want to commit the Marines to this. I mean, oh, great. I'm sure the Marines would win if we sent in 100,000 of them, but I mean, what do you think of 2,500 Marines and 7,000 Army troops taking on 1 million Iranians? You think that sounds like a good idea?
Well, like I said before, my only hope, although my mind has changed that all is well, my only hope is that all the Jewish space lasers, all the lasers we got on destroyers and all the discombobulators and all the stuff we don't even know about yet, I'm a Marine. I cannot see an entire Department of War and Trump and whatever to throw a pittance of troops into this taking of this island as a suicide mission. I mean, unless he's like totally like involved with the Epstein files or somebody got something on him, I don't know.
They have set him up. I know the chairman, not all of them. They told him, sir, we need like 6 months to build up if we're going to do this. And then Trump was convinced by his economic advisors that they would just fall. There were screaming matches in the White House. I told people that were there. The military told Trump, don't do this. He said, we'll do it. We need a buildup of at least a couple hundred thousand troops.
That's what I mean. I mean, I don't know. It's just baffling to me. But all I know is for sure, 100%, Israel's treating us like we're their bitch. They're not sending any troops. They're not committing.
Exactly. And they called up the IDF and said, they got like 1 million person army. We got a 500,000 ready to go in. I would at least respect that. Put your blood on the line, bitch. Don't just call for us to stick our dick on the table.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well.
Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Trump recovery. This is the anti-great reset. This is 1776 really getting derailed bad. There's not much time to pull out of this. It's already going to have serious ramifications. Larry Fink is like having orgasms on television about it creating a new global depression, which he wants. People think I would feel good being vindicated, being right about all this. I feel horrible. And I've talked some about it, but I the reason I'm so upset is when I start analyzing in my mind and saying what comes next, the different scenarios, they're all so horrible that I have trouble saying it. Oh, it's just terrible. Man. But I'll do my best. The Joe Kent interview, excerpts of it, that Harrison just got so powerful, that's coming up. Stuff they don't want you to hear, stuff's not been heard before, breaking news. So we'll take a couple calls here, go to break, and come back with Harrison. We'll play a little clip at the front so we have time to get him in. And then he's going to be on at 3 p.m. today with a war room. You'll find that feed on Harrison's X and InfoWars on X. And I'm tempted just to simulcast it over my show as well. But whatever, the point is we'll post at the top of Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble. We got the network feed. But let's jam a call in right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in New Mexico, then Tim and Bob. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Jones. I'll try to be brief. It is clear that we have been hoodwinked by our greatest ally, China and Russia, and I believe that our greatest ally has signed on to the Chinese Century Plan. And the reason I say that is because Israel signed a 25-year concession for China to operate the Haifa Bayport in September of 2021. So I think it's kind of strange that once all this Epstein info came out, and alongside with the election fraud and, you know, China being involved and the Somali fraud, well, and now all of a sudden America drops bombs on Iran for the first time. Well, not the first time, but, you know, pretty much after all these years. But who was the first person to congratulate Biden after the fake election?
Netanyahu.
Period. Right.
Let me just say this. I'm going to hold you over to talk to Harrison because you're so bingo, 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 bingo. Israel gives our secrets to China. The Rothschilds are all with China. Larry Fink's always bet with China. Bill Gates, it's all China. This will empower China and destroy Trump's recovery 100%. It's a trap. Continue.
Well, yes, and it's clear that, you know, as we realize who has hoodwinked us, our greatest ally, that now everything seems to be anti-Semitic and you want to kill the First Amendment. Well, you always say that if you want to know who controls, you learn who you can't criticize, right? So I think that it's pretty funny that we have this oppressive foreign state that is in control of our Constitution. So, you know, I think that ultimately what needs to happen is, you know, I do believe in some way that Trump is held hostage because, and he's signaling daily. That's the only way that somebody so competent, he's a billionaire, he's a builder. Let's get real. But it's the only way that somebody so competent can't make sense unless there's something else like mind control with the jab or something. I mean,
well, it doesn't make sense. We know this from the, there's a certain group in the Israelis and all that that wants to get Israel attacked for control. I mean, mostly people over there, a lot of them don't want this. The point is that
by manipulating this and saying Israel's in charge, and then when Israel finally tries to get in charge, then they can say we're all Hitler. But you can't deny that Israel is running our foreign policy and trying a coup over the whole country. It's just, it's true. It's out in the open. So it's absolutely horrible. And I'm going to come back to you. Okay. We got Harrison coming in. We'll talk about Joe Kent, play the clips. But he'll love to talk to you. Intersperse Jason, Sam, Bob, and Tim. That'll be it for calls, though. But I won't be able to finish up what you're saying. I want to know about solutions. Okay. But Israel knows how to create a clash of civilizations that it believes will come out on top of, which is incredible chutzpah. I mean, this is so dangerous. We'll be right back. We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
On nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, guys. Because she's...
Well, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
World War III has never been closer than it is right now. We need to clean house of all of the warmongers and America last globalists in the deep state. These globalists want to squander all of America's strength, blood, and treasure, chasing monsters and phantoms overseas. In addition, there must also be a complete commitment to dismantling the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad. Our opponents join with warmongers and neocons to wage endless wars, these wars that never end.
Our policy of never-ending war, regime change, and nation building is being replaced by the clear-eyed pursuit of American interests.
There you go!
It is the job of our military to protect our security, not to be the policemen of the world.
No new wars. No new wars. No new wars. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will expel the warmongers from our government. I will prevent and very easily World War III very easily. To make her president would be to gamble with the lives of millions of people. She would get us into a World War III guaranteed because she is too grossly incompetent to do the job. She's not going to be able to deal with President Xi or Putin or Kim Jong-un or anybody. And then all of your sons and daughters will end up getting drafted to go fight for a war in a country that you've never heard of. Our enemies are laughing at her. They're laughing at us. But if we win, our enemies won't be laughing anymore. I tell you, they're not going to be laughing anymore.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Powerful, important interview for you. An hour plus. We're going to air some excerpts now. Coming up in about 50 minutes on the War Room. More with the guy that did the interview with Joe Kent. And while I was on air today. And then on Monday, we're going to air the full interview and post it. But remember, we don't toot our horns about sources and things. We'll just leave it at that. But a month before, then we pull this tweet up. We tell them what the exact thing to pull up word for word. But it was famous. It got like 100 million views. It was national news. And Harrison, you know, isn't a guy that stirs up trouble. He goes with facts. He was at a big Ron Paul Republican event, talked to some high-level people. And they said, Charlie thinks Israel's going to kill him. And then later the text came out after he was killed. And I was like, well, we're not sure Israel did it, but, you know, they could have. I was just like, you know, I'm not going to just say they did it. Netanyahu responded a bunch. And then, of course, you were talking to Kent. Then Kent's been on your show many, many times. And now, you got him on today, and I was on the air when you were on here, but I was checking during the breaks. You have bombshell developments and statements from him, like what's coming up. Joe Kent warns this entire Iran crisis fiasco appears to be a coup run by Israel against the U.S. executive branch and America itself. His advice to the president and more. So, Harrison, we don't kiss and tell. We don't get into all our sources and things we do. Plus, we just analyze globalist policy papers even know more than that. And with Trump, he really is the president, so he changes his mind a lot. But I had from sources who were in the meeting with Kent, when Kash Patel, 6 days after Charlie was killed in September last year, September 10th, said, you're not looking into foreign involvement, even though they found some evidence, any accomplices. I control intelligence, even though the Office of National Intelligence was set up for 9/11 for that. It was a big fight. And I talked to CPUSA. They confirmed they heard about that. I talked to two people that were there. What was it, Kent? Was it an investigation? Was he leaking classified info? It's not classified if Patel's saying, you don't get involved in intelligence, which months after I broke it, came out in the news.
Yep.
My point is, we're not up here pulling stuff out of our booties. So just overall, your view, though, 28 days into this, your predictions, my predictions, this all happened. Strait of Hormuz closed. Oil prices over 110. A third of the fertilizer cut off during the growing season. Ripple effects. Now that the Fed's going to raise interest rates. Larry Fink loves it. He gets his great reset. Mitch Pirro says, yeah, we're going to have ground troops. It might last 10 years. Get used to it. Die for Israel. He's 42. He could go enlist now. The age has been raised to 43, but he won't. I mean, I'm the guy always saying, hey, we got to look at China. We got to look at other globalist groups. Sure, people obsess on Israel all day. Clearly, they're a powerful lobby. Clearly, they were controlling foreign policy on Israel. But now they really are saying eight-front war the last 6 months. We've got to control America to protect ourselves. So it's a foreign government controlling most of our policy, saying that Joe Kent leads a neo-Nazi coup. This is Alan Dershowitz, Ben Shapiro, all talking point. and they're dangerous, have to be stopped. And the head of the ADL saying we need to use exploding pagers. He said it. We need to use the same tactics. My God, the Israel lobby has literally declared war on America. And I'm the, and people know I don't like Nazis. People obsess on Israel all day. I'm about a policy. And by the way, Tucker has his new interview with all the former Israeli intelligence heads saying what I'm saying. Yep. I mean, I don't want to blow up Israel. Netanyahu's, you know, one thing, but he's definitely working with the globalists to do this and derail Trump. He was the first to, you know, congratulate Biden when they stole it. So this is a setup. This, and Kent, you asked Kent about that.
Yep.
And he said this looks like a trap. We'll get to that. So I'm ranting, but just your overall view of things and then the Joe Kent interview, I'm told it's amazing. I've only seen like 10 minutes of it.
I thought it went really well. Obviously, Joe Kent's been doing a lot of interviews, so we wanted to really ask questions that nobody else was asking, get into things that nobody else even really knows about. Obviously, because of the Charlie Kirk. I mean, the Charlie Kirk thing might be the best example, because the only reason I was privy to the information that Charlie, you know, thought Israel was going to kill him was because I was noticing prior to that interviews Charlie was doing, and I was going, he seems nervous. The way he's talking, I think he's nervous about Israel. He knows he's losing credibility, but he wants to, you know, but he doesn't want to lose his donor.
Well, he was pro-Israel and knew this was even bad for Israel.
Well, right. And that, that's the other thing. But it's like I don't necessarily have to be friends with Charlie. I could just see in his interviews, I could go, you know, he's feeling the pressure right now.
And now the text messages are released and.
Yep. And so.
And now I think Israel's a prime suspect. I think Netanyahu is.
And so again, like I didn't have inside information about that. I was just noticing like, oh, okay, I think I see what's going on here. So then I talked about it on my show. So then when I was at the Ron Paul birthday thing, I was in conversation with somebody and I said, you know, it seems to me like, you know, Charlie's really getting a lot of pressure. And that's when I was responded to. He said, well, you know, he thinks he's going to kill him. And I went, whoa, I didn't even think that far. I was thinking he's afraid they're going to take the money away. But then
there's your ex post. Let's put it back up from the day.
That's the one. I said, I'm not going to name names, but I was told by somebody close to Charlie Kirk that Charlie thinks Israel will kill him if he turns against them. And that was it was the month before he was killed. So yeah, about a month before he was killed, September 10th, right? It was August 13th when I posted that. And, just posted thinking, well, you know, I have this information. Nobody else is saying this. I better just put it out there. And it was lucky that I did. And then I talked about it.
And that's why I hired you 8 years ago, whatever it was. You're young, smart, and you went off facts. And people got really mad at me when I said Israel could do it. Could have been money laundering, not him, but some group. The Democrats said they'd kill him. They all, you know, it was 10 people said a few days before, we're going to kill him in the town. We now know they're probably just cutouts as a cover. And I said, people, oh, you're covering up. No, I don't accuse people of stuff, but now, without evidence. But now you have the ADL head, you have Mark Levin, people saying, we'll get you, we'll use exploding pagers with Greenblatt and 8-front war stuff. And I'm like, okay. And now we know I already knew he was a very close confidant. Trump really listened to him. We know from Kent and others, and from people that were there, that he called me 2 months before he died, the month before he died. The first time, and I talked about this last year, he said, I want to thank you for pushing against this Iran war. This is insane. All the experts are telling him it'll derail things, close Strait of Hormuz, kill the recovery. Thank you so much. Keep it up. Which is in his text message to a bunch of other people. He was working hard, man. I think I was workaholic. Yeah. The guy have energy. And then he called me about a month before he got killed. He said, listen, great job with the Epstein. Trump's not in it, but they're pressuring him not to do it because of all these bad guys. And man, this is going to really hurt the movement. Everybody else is the wrong thing to do. He goes, just keep your pressure on. It's having an effect. So I already knew that was true. He called me. I sat in my office and talked to him. I talked to him all the time. Met him at the RNC in 2016. But my point is, he told me that.
Yeah.
But Bongino says it's a lie. We're making it all up. Joe Kent didn't meet him at the White House.
Oh, I mean,
he was just the head of counterterrorism and you know, it was there on record.
And people have accused me of making up the tweet that had foreknowledge. Somehow I made it up a month before it happened. So, I mean, that's, you know, the accusations of us making things up don't even make temporal sense. So no, and because it was my tweet that sort of, you know, was the best evidence, still to this day might be the best evidence that Israel may have had something to do with it, or that it was a threat that should have been.
Well, that he thought that,
which, like any murder case, if somebody dies and you find that they have a letter saying, hey, I'm afraid my husband's going to kill me, you go look at the husband. Like, that's just, it's.
Well, it's like a Clue game. The lights go off. There's 8 people. Somebody's got a knife in them and the lights turn back on. Everybody's suspect,
and you have to chase those suspects. You have to run those pieces of evidence down so that when the trial comes, you can say, look, we looked into everything. There was nothing there. We've got our guy. When you don't investigate that other stuff, you're actually leaving a vulnerable.
Well, that's why I got pissed, because I'm like, hey, can we cover cash still ordering no investigation of foreign involvement? And instead we got Egyptian planes in Fort Huachuca that was BS, I was saying, these are bad leads. Look at the real ones.
I agree.
And they go, oh, you're an Israeli operative. No, I'm not.
No, yeah, no, that all seems like a psyop on top of a psyop.
Well, that's what I'm not saying she did this on purpose, but when you want to cover up, they did it with WikiLeaks. We had proof Podesta having sex with kids. It's in the emails. So they changed it to a pizza place. CNN first reported that to get us to cover it, then blame us.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, you know, it's the same thing like, you know, being anti-Israel. Like, we are not anti-Semitic. We are not Nazis. We never have been down with any of that. I always just go off the facts and I treat Israel like I would treat any other country. And in that way, I hope that it has more credibility when we do, you know, criticize these things. We're not obsessed with Israel. We don't focus entirely on Israel.
But Israel now is trying a coup over America. So sorry. I've got all these, you know, Jewish folks I've been on their shows have sent me messages on X. Why are you like this now? What are you talking about? You have all the former intelligence chiefs agreeing with me from Israel. What? You have the problem.
Yeah, well, 100%. And so, but because.
I mean, we're about to go to full ground war, guys. That's cuckoo.
And that was what I wanted to focus on in the interview with Joe Kent, is that this is being presented as if Joe Kent is the story, as if it's all this guy that separated. Well, when, you know, Daniel Ellsberg came out of the Pentagon Papers, they didn't make it about Daniel Ellsberg. It was about what he revealed. When Bob Woodward...
And they didn't make it about him being Jewish.
Right.
He was a good guy.
And when Bob Woodward...
He's like reading the intelligence reports that we know it's failed, but it's about making money. We're going to keep it going. He was a good guy.
And I think he was arrested and charged with, you know, espionage stuff, but it wasn't, people didn't, you know, question him and say, well, what are you bringing this up for? It was like, well, the information he brought was damaging and important. Same thing with Bob.
He had nothing to gain from it except not wanting to be involved in mass murder.
Exactly. So to me, the story has been presented as, oh, this Joe Kent guy is separated, when really what it should be is the number one counterterrorism guy has come out saying that Israel has performed a coup against the United States. Like, that's what actually happened.
And by the way, he's not really gone that far until now. He said that today.
Yeah.
And that's coming up. But the point is, exactly, they make it about him, so they just demonize him. The intelligence agencies gave Trump a review 5 days before predicting all this.
Yep.
They even had the chairman leak information saying they told Trump not to do it, hoping he'd stop. And by the way, the word was Trump wasn't going to do it. So that's why Israel struck.
Yeah, and again, that's been acknowledged. Rubio said it. Trump said it. The people.
Israel just said, we don't care. We're not stopping today.
I know. And this, again, this is the crazy thing, is like in the 8-Front War documentary. I mean, they are saying it. We're supposed to not notice. We're supposed to not react. We'll say, oh, you're going to control us and get us fired if you don't like what we say. Good.
They had the head of Meta censorship. We put the clip 80 times probably.
Yeah.
Last year, she goes, we have now put Zionists in control of all except X. And we're going to censor anyone that says they're anti-Zionist but if you say we're running things, we'll also censor you. It's like a joke statement.
Yeah, no, it's completely incoherent. And it's important. It's important to get to the bottom of this. And I'll tell you,
it's not incoherent. They're stirring it up. They're daring you to do it.
Well, it's deliberately incoherent, right?
Yeah.
It's deliberately, you know, Kanye West is another good example.
It's meant to piss everybody off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm just like, how about we don't have an end of the world war? How about you're in peace? I want to be nice. I'd love to. I want to go to Israel. I want to see all that stuff. The Jews I know personally have always been great, nice people. I want to go to Russia. Not a Russian agent. Never been there. If I go to Israel, I'm a Jewish agent. If I go to Russia, I'm a Russian agent. No, if I go to China, I want to see the Great Wall. I love the Chinese people. I should like the communist leaders.
Yeah.
And I don't say those provisos to, no, Israel won't get me if I do that. Stuff's so anti-Israel now that if I wore a Hitler uniform, I'd be more popular.
Yeah.
I'm doing what I think is right. I have an audience of one. It's God.
Well, and it's just an obvious deliberate feedback loop where the Israelis go so extreme and go so far and then silence people, and it puts people in this mindset of like, oh, well, they're going to kill our children. We'll kill their children. And it's this return of hate on hate on hate. Obviously, the only way to break out of that is to go, look, I'm going to stop you. I don't want to kill you. I don't hate you. I don't want to burn your civilization to the ground. I want peace, and we're going to impose peace. So
exactly. That's de-escalating. And again, you had every former Israeli intelligence chief has been running around like a chicken with their head cut off for 2 years saying, stop this. Because they know his plan. And Netanyahu thinks bet it all at the roulette wheel, and somehow Israel comes out on top. I mean, it's crazy.
And I'm telling you, I was sitting in that chair on October 9th, 2023, and I just was sitting there, you know, gaming it out and going, well, if they go into Gaza, Hezbollah's going to get involved, Iran's going to get involved, and at the end of this, it's war with Iran. And Israel's going to get screwed. I mean, on October 9th, we were sitting there going, hey, Israel better chill out, better not do what they're thinking about doing. And of course, you know, it's taken 2.5 years, but we were proven right. And honestly, if they'd listened to us in the beginning, we wouldn't be in this situation.
But
Israel wouldn't
be getting bombed. Netanyahu knows that the big banks, they want a financial collapse.
Right.
Did you see Larry Fink having an orgasm in that clip
on
of Shapiro,
yeah,
about how this is going to cause a global depression? He loves it.
Of course. Well, everything that they want to do will only be accelerated by a World War III. The surveillance, the censorship, it's all empowered when you go, this isn't just misinformation. Now it's enemy propaganda and you have to be punished like an enemy. So they.
Oh, and they're all calling us. You're in there too. But, and I mean, I'm actually, I don't want to be target number one, but you know, you got Joe Kent, you got Tucker Carlson, and then down the list, I'm on there. You've been listed. They literally call us Iranian agents. Say we need to be put in prison.
Which the absolutely beautiful thing about InfoWars is that we don't actually have anybody giving us money except for the audience going to thealexjonesstore.com. And that's been proven in federal court. So it's like, if anybody has any questions about where our money comes from, go watch the transcripts of the trial. They explain we get money when people buy our products and that's it. And our audience expects us to tell the truth. As long as we tell the truth, they support us. That is a beautiful ecosystem that can actually exist totally independent of any foreign influence or anything else. We don't need
the only money I ever got came out. The big Republican donors wanted me to put on a pro-Trump rally on like January 5th or 4th, because we put on some rallies here before. And I said, okay, here's the bill. It's $300,000. You have to rent it from the Park Service for the Jumbotrons and all that. And then they wired the money into me. And then the White House called. And it's on record. You know, the White House did all that. And I said, I'm done. Because then the donor goes, I'm going to give you like $5 million to put on the thing at the Ellipse. And I said, nope, I'm giving it to the White House, representative doing it. People don't know. The White House doesn't use federal money for these rallies. It has to be donors. And I'm like, I am not involved in this.
Well, that's the funny part. If somebody literally came to offer us money, we'd say no. Like, we actually don't even want it because we're just like, no, it comes with strings. It's a trap. Like, stay away from us. We're fine. Thank you. Our audience is great and that's all we need.
Yeah, because once you start down that road, but look at the problem for Charlie. They released emails and text messages when they denied it. Because he wasn't even against Israel. He's like, you're not going to tell me what to do.
Right.
And you're not going to threaten me. And he was like, man, this is a stereotype. He goes, these Zionists are threatening me and stuff.
Yeah. And again, we sort of logicked all this out the 2 days after the assassination going, well, look, if he was the one sticking point and he has such a grip over the minds of the youth in the conservative party and they were seeing, you know, Israel was seeing the youth move away. I mean, this is an existential crisis for Israel because they know if they don't secure their, you know, supremacy in the Middle East very, very
soon. Have you seen the new Huckabee clip? He goes, this question, Israel is dangerous and it will be stopped.
They're all like that. I mean, we have the anti-Semitism czar running around trying to make everything illegal. Stop anti-Semitism. We just had Leonardo Joni on the show yesterday. They got her kicked off of her ticket distribution platform. I mean, they are literally giving speeches where they say, we are hunting you down. If you're an anti-Semite, we will never leave you alone. You'll never be able to get a job again. It's like, you do not have the right to destroy people's lives because they disagree with you or because they criticize a country.
But the point is, it's the opposite of how to win friends and influence people or whatever.
Right.
It's like, but the people manipulating the Jews, they're smart. They know what they're doing. They're conjuring this enemy that they're going to somehow think they control and come out on top. And I'm just saying, I'm not involved in this.
And they shouldn't be either.
Well, look how the Soros left fund the Muslims.
Right. Well, and you know, that's another false dichotomy that constantly gets brought up. When we did that argument against boomers, that's going to air, I think, next week from Walk Away, Brandon Straka. And it was amazing when Iran came up and when Israel came up. You know, they're blind to the reality and just buy the propaganda hook, line, and sinker.
Well, they think it's like Iraq or Afghanistan. Some troops that aren't their kids die, whatever. No, this shuts down the Strait of Hormuz. This derails the recovery. This puts us back in the Great Reset, dummies. If I was just a greedy, bad person, I'd be against this.
Yeah.
Because it hurts the economy. And again, if you can snap my fingers here with the mullahs, I'm all for it. But that ain't going to happen.
That's not how it works. And all of the reporting now is that the people taking over are significantly more extremist, you know, in terms of religious extremism. So, you know, even if you're against Islam, why would you do this?
All right, we'll come back with the exclusive first looks at the Joe Kent bombshells and more. And then Harrison takes over with the War Room. Be sure and watch that on Rumble NX.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in the studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
They call me a drifter, they say I'm no good, I'll never amount to a thing. Well, I may be a drifter and it may be no good, there's joy in this song that I sing. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, I'm as free as the breeze and I ride where I please. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, at night I rest neath the blanket of blue, doubt if my stupid change
I mean, I grew up with family that were extremely informed about globalism and the New World Order. John Birchers, you name it. So I really came at this, and Harrison, you're similar, really caring and knowing. And there's all these people that have come along now, which is great. I always wanted to build a big tent. That was my mission. Who just have little factoids but want to just fight with each other. I want stability. I want freedom. I want the truth. And the fact is the Democrats have stood by and let this happen because they want to derail Trump's recovery. BlackRock's behind it. Netanyahu knows what he's doing. This is so evil. And you were just telling me, we got the clip now, I didn't know this, that CPAC people asked Matt Schlapp, one of the heads of it, you know, should Trump be impeached? And half the crowd cheers. See, that's what Trump got elected. He got the majority of independents to come over. Record level people that hadn't voted. And he got record level young men under 45. That's all upside down now. That means we're screwed in the midterms. I'm saying separate Trump doing bad, promote the good, vote for good Republicans. Don't not show up. We know the Democrats are pure evil. Us bitching about Trump is trying to get him back on the straight and narrow. I'll get your take on this, but here's a clip from CPAC a few days ago.
If you would like to see impeachment hearings. No. That was the wrong answer. Let me try it again. How many of you would like to see impeachment hearings? No. Can someone bring some coffee out for the...
So he thought he'd get the opposite of that. That's the head of CPAC. He didn't.
It's telling. And, you know, if Trump was out on the campaign trail, which he is a little bit, you know, this would be an opportunity to sort of shout stuff at him. But that was one of the things we talked about with Joe Kent, is the bubble that Trump is in, the Truman Show false reality that they've constructed around him using shows and, you know, talking points and, you know.
Well, his main briefing is 2 minute videos of things being blown up every day.
Yeah. And so, you know, we need to break through that. And one way to break through that would be when he appears in front of a crowd and says things and you boo, he responds. I mean, we saw that.
Stop talking about the vaccine when that happened. And that's the thing. He's just like a football game. Like, we blow up more than they blow up. It's no, that's not, they have the Strait of Hormuz. And so now they're, oh, don't worry though. They told him, sir, 7,000 troops is enough. Another 10,000.
Oh, that'll do it. I'm sure.
The estimates are official. 1 million for the whole country. 100,000 Strait of Hormuz.
That's assuming nobody else joins in.
Frog Island or whatever it's called, 50,000.
Yeah. No, it's a ridiculous boondoggle. But the problem is, like, we're in it now. And this was always the point. As long as you could get Trump to do it, get that foot in the door, well, now the Strait of Hormuz is shut down, and gosh darn it, we got to stay.
Yeah, a month ago, Ben, don't worry, no boots on the ground. Those are lying predators. Yeah, you ready to die? You need to wear it. May last 10 years.
Yeah.
And, by the way, Larry Fink agrees with me. He's like, look, here's Larry Fink. Yeah. Trump's arch enemy. And you see, Elon's not on the new AI board. Zuckerberg heads it up. The guy that stole the election more than anybody. I mean, I'm not supposed to say, what's going on, Trump? Like,
yeah,
well, his wife's marching out robots saying, here, well, this will replace you.
And again, you know, it's I guess cheesy to go back to the Hollywood thing, but it's literally King Theoden, where it's like, we love Theoden, we love the king, he's in there somewhere, but how he is right now is not who we recognize. It's not the Trump we voted
who's
for.
Who's a warmer wine, warmer worm tongue?
Worm tongue, yeah.
Is it Susie Wiles? Or is it a composite of them?
It's Mark Levin. It's Laura Loomer. He's got a squadron of worm tongues whispering in his ear at all hours of the day.
There's Laura Loomer right there.
Yeah, I mean, so because that's the thing. It's like you see this, you go, "Well, this king sucks. I hate this king." But that's not the real king. The real king's in there somewhere. He's being so. I mean, I almost have to believe.
Well, we're not just forgiving Trump. We know they really hated him. We know he made the right decisions. We know. And starting when they got rid of Musk, this all began. Well, let's start going to these. You know what? For real, another Lord of the Rings stuff. We use a lot of analogies. This is a perfect analogy. Let's play the brief scene of the badass, you know, Rohan king that always protects people for thousands of years from Mordor. He's under a spell. He won't fight back. Gandalf breaks it. Then we'll go to the exclusive Joe Kit clips and jam in a few calls.
And do you remember how it starts? It starts that whole event in Lord of the Rings. It starts with Aragorn and Legolas and Gimli running into the son of the nephew of the king who'd been banished because his friends had turned against him, right? He was convinced that this guy.
And that's Tucker Carlson or a Joe Kent composite.
100%. They're actually telling him the truth. They're trying to wake him up. They're saying, dude, you're being tricked. And he says, this person's my enemy. I got to get him out of here. Well, Wormtongue says that person's your enemy. You got to get him out of here.
You know, Wormtongue is literally Sauron has possessed him.
Yeah.
Do we have the Lord of the Rings clip? Play it.
You guessed. My lord, Gandalf the Grey is coming. He's not welcome.
Why
should I and I'll storm crow?
A just question, my liege.
Late is the hour, hell I name it. Ill news is an ill guest. My lord, Gandalf the Grey.
That's a shorter clip. In the full show, find the full thing where Gandalf breaks the spell. It's really Sauron.
It's powerful, yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he comes back to the king. He's all healthy again. I mean, that's America, though, is a metaphor. We're under the spell.
And it reminds me of, like, it's Wormtongue, and it's like Dolores Umbridge. You know, the big bad guy is Sauron, or the big bad guy is Voldemort. But really, the worst people in these stories are these little scummy sidekicks that are so sweet and nice. Oh, good question, my liege. And there's just something about it that just gets my blood flowing.
They're the traitor that opens the drawbridge. All right. I want to get to these clips. So this is, I mean, let's go to the really big one first. Let's go to, well, they're all big. Joe Kent, clip 4. This looks like a coup run by Israel against the U.S. Well, they're saying it is. By putting us into a foreign crisis, oh, now we got a controlled domestic crisis. Here's clip 4. The former head of the National Terrorism Counter Center, number 2 in U.S. intelligence. This is a big point. It has a lot of courage to say this. Here it is.
Seems to me like there's been a coup against America performed by Israel. Is that too extreme of a thing to say?
A year ago, I would have said yeah, but right now at this point, based on what I've seen over the course of the last year, and then when you take that data and you look at basically the trajectory and the history of our wars in the Middle East in my lifetime, at least over the last 25 years, you see Israel has stood to gain from all of them. Israel's advocated for all of these different wars, but especially in the last year, watching the Israelis come in, move President Trump's red line to the ecosystem I described, and aggressively push this regime change war. I don't think saying it's a coup is putting it too lightly. I mean, a lot of people will push back and say, no, it's not a coup whatsoever. We want this. And they'll go back to that same narrative that us and Israel have the same goals. But actually, I think more and more, the more time that goes on in this war that we're in right now, we can see that us and Israel just do not have the same goals. When the president of the United States gets out there and says he can't say who he's negotiating with in Iran because he's afraid that they'll be killed, and everyone knows he's talking about they'll be killed by the Israelis because the Israelis have been killing the moderates and killing the negotiators. I mean, that tells you everything you need to know. And then also what Secretary Rubio and many others said at the beginning of the war, that we had to attack because we knew the Israelis were going to attack, which would result in attacks on our forces. The obvious question, I think, of anybody who's not even deeply steeped in foreign policy would be like, well, hey, who's calling the shots here? And that seems weird because we pay for Israel essentially to be able to defend itself.
Unbelievable. And here's the CNN headline today, which is confirmed. Trump publicly 2 weeks ago said don't blow up their power plants. And now Israel vows to escalate strikes on Iran as Trump pauses attacks on energy sites. There it is right there.
Yep. I asked him about that headline in particular. As we move forward in the conversation, I ended up asking him, are we even really allies with Israel? I mean, forget, like, have we been, you know, performed a coup against? Do we share any interest, or are they actually diametrically opposed to a lot of our interests? It seems more and more like that is actually the case. It's not that our interests are misaligned. It's that they're directly at odds.
Well, this is what Netanyahu knows. He gets Israel into this. He gets the U.S. in this. It'll create massive opposition to Israel. He can go to all the Jewish donors around the world, get their money and power, and get them to stand up, because the average Jew, you know, is sophisticated, but not that sophisticated. They think, oh my God, everybody hates us now. Well, cause you're like starting World War III, Dumbo.
Well, and that's,
and I mean, it's like, come on, you're making everybody line up against you.
Yeah.
Well, you want to ally with the Muslims? Give me a break.
And the, you know, average Jew out there is probably the number one most, you know, psychologically terrorized person with stories about the Holocaust and everything. I mean, there's a reason that they, you know, feel very, like, sensitive about this type of criticism, but it's not valid. I mean, there's good, actual valid criticism, and you have to be able to accept that.
Well, I mean, bottom line, you got the head of the ADL saying we need to blow up Americans with pagers. I'm done. Okay, then do it.
Yeah.
You want it? You got it. I'm coming here.
Yeah, well,
there's a Nazi coup led by Joe Kent. Give me a break.
And that was the exact point, is that they actually said, Alan Dershowitz says it was a neo-Nazi coup, and it's like, because he resigned?
But they're all saying it's a coup, because they're saying we're running a coup as Americans that don't want to be dragged into a war that Israel immediately started, and then they're running a coup and say we're not just a coup of our own country, we're Nazis.
It's pure projection.
I mean, Nazis, losers from 80 years ago? No, we're not. Screw you, both my grandfathers, Army Air Corps, bitch. How dare you? Man, Hitler was a Zionist and made a deal with certain rabbis to only let Jews escape to Israel if they paid off that Jewish lobby.
Yep.
That was Madeleine Albright's dad ran that.
Yeah, the Havara Agreement, I think.
All of it. It's totally sick.
Yeah.
Here's clip one. Joe Kent. I mean, look at Soros, literal Nazi rounding up people. Oh, he's good, though. He's good. You know, screw you. Okay, this crap ain't working, man. Joe Kent's approach right now and advice to Trump, and it dovetails his advice to Trump going forward. So play clip one and two together.
How are you approaching this, and are you approaching this from a place of love for Trump?
Absolutely. A place of love for President Trump himself, all he has stood for over the years, and then the overall movement that he built. And one of the core tenets of the movement was obviously no more endless wars, but also don't get involved in stupid regime change wars in the Middle East. And I think President Trump did a great job of articulating this both as a candidate, but then also implementing it in his first administration. So look, that I am coming from a place of obviously frustration that I couldn't affect the situation anymore. More from where I was within the administration, and with the effort of hopefully letting President Trump know that he has other options here and that he has been deceived in my view, so that he can rapidly get us out of the situation we found ourselves in with regards to Iran.
From where we are now, what's the path forward? What do you think the best strategy to take from here on out is?
Don't get caught in the game of putting boots on the ground, because that will make us put us in a situation that only leads to further escalation. I think step one, he has to restrain the Israelis. The Israelis drove us to enter this conflict. He knows that. I mean, at one point in time, he's even said it. Secretary Rubio has said it. Stop listening to the Israelis. Tell them that they are done going on the offense. They are done trying to thwart his efforts to negotiate. And he's got to do that by actually taking things away from the Israelis. Right now, the Israelis, because of the military support that we give them, they have the ability to defend their homeland, but also to go on the offense. So you have to take away enough military hardware and support from them that they can no longer go on the offense. I'm not saying leave them high and dry. I'm saying they only get the bare minimum to stay on the defense.
And Netanyahu already knows that when Trump was being sensible a year ago. So he's like, we'll build our own weapon system from China. So Israel with Netanyahu's ally with China. And again, this is a sensible stuff you're hearing. Instead, this is a neo-Nazi coup leader you just heard. Harrison?
Yeah, well, and actually my follow-up to that question I think is going to be another thing of interest to our audience, because basically I said, can Trump even do that? Even if he wanted to, like, stop arming Israel, would they not, like, impeach him over that? I mean, would he not come under massive pressure? So you have to understand, it's not just Trump either. It's our entire system has been captured by these.
Yeah, APAC's always been one of the most powerful, but they're the most powerful now.
Yeah, and it's disturbing when, you know, only one side of the congressional chamber will stand for our president, but both sides stand for Netanyahu. That's an issue. The only time that both sides stood up during the State of the Union was when he said that we'd have war with Iran. So, you know, this is it's not just about, and heck, it's not just about the American government either. This is happening in Australia. It's happening in the UK. I mean, there is a big push right now to criminalize anti-Semitism so you cannot criticize Israel.
And the definition is criticizing any Zionist goal is that.
And that, again, is very deliberate, as you laid out, right? Israel acts badly. People get mad at that. They transmogrify that into anti-Semitism. So they say, look at anti-Semitism rising. And then they can get money and they can cause fear in Jewish people and say, hey, you got to come around us. These people hate you. You got to give us your money. Come to us for protection. It's all cynical.
It's a giant time bomb we're trying to defuse.
Yes.
We're not up here loving Hitler, getting clicks, because Israel's so hated now. We're literally trying to stop this.
Yeah. No, 100%. And look, all I want is Israel to stop. I don't want Israel destroyed. I don't want everybody in Israel to die. I want them restrained. I want them to stop killing their neighbors. I mean, what they're doing in Lebanon, I think, is unconscionable. So, you know, that's all that we want. All speaking personally, I just want Israel to stop killing everybody, and I'd be perfectly happy.
Well, it's totally insane.
Seems impossible.
The Pentagon told Trump this would happen. Even if you want this, and I'd be glad the Middle East disappeared, it was designed. They know it just gets deeper. We're literally being put into a quagmire. What a crime. And then Ben Shapiro and others saying, get ready to die, Americans. Again, he better go suit up.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know they raised the age to 42. So get out there.
43. He's old enough.
He might be too short. He might not fit in the uniforms.
Whatever. It's just beyond sick. Here's another clip. You got a bunch of even bigger ones on your show coming up on the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. Find that link at Harrison's X and on Rumble and at Relox Jones, the feed. I'm going to post it back to the top. Iran war was a trap. This is a big one. Joe Kent, Iran war was a trap. We needed to get out and not get caught in it. I would say, here it is.
Do you think this was always a trap, or do you think, it could have gone differently in the early days, but ah, shoot, now we're in it. I mean, do you think this was deliberate or not?
This is deliberate, and this was a trap, and this was the trap that the pro-Israel lobby and the Israelis themselves really wanted President Trump to fall into, because once you start committing forces and you start saying, like, through our sheer will, we're going to change the regime, through force, we're going to change the regime, and it's suddenly going to overnight become a pro-American government that we can deal with, much in the way that we did in Venezuela. That is a recipe for basically a never-ending war. And like, look, we should know better. This is a big reason why I had to resign, because we do know better. We saw this happen in Iraq. We saw this happen in Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Yemen, you name it. We've been there, done that. We shouldn't have fallen for this, but we did. We're here now, so we need to get ourselves out. I just reflect on, had we gotten to, you know, the first couple of rough spots we had in Iraq and Afghanistan, when we still had very murky objectives, had we left then and cut our losses, how many lives would have been saved? How many trillions would have been saved? And so I think we should learn from our past and get out now while we still can.
So while they target Joe Kent with the Pentagon assessment and the intelligence assessment 5 days before told us, the word is Trump backed off and said, let's wait. Israel struck first to do it. So Trump actually made the right decision. He just wanted to get their missiles. He was ready a month before. Israel said, no, wait, because they wanted to go full whole hog. So when Trump says, oh, I said do it, he meant get the missiles,
yeah,
not regime change. But Iran said, we will close the strait and go to full war, because now you want to, now they've killed the mullah and others. They're not going to stop. And this was all war game. So they make it all about Joe Kent, not just to demonize him, but to scare anybody else who's going to stand up. That's why I got to rally behind Joe Kent.
Absolutely. And again, the
you
way.
You can't expect other whistleblowers like this, folks. We don't get behind him. This is great what he's done. It's all true. All these talking points that he works for the Iranians, or he was CIA, so we can't trust him. Pure crap. If we don't expect our counterterrorism heads and others to tell the truth, and we don't back him when they do, because we know he's telling the truth, then we're idiots.
Yep. And I asked him about that. I asked him about other people behind the scenes that, you know, were maybe of a similar mindset to him. I also asked him about whether he is a CIA op and if this is all a Peter Thiel nexus thing. So I actually asked him that directly. I'll show that clip on War Room.
Yeah. Because that's the talking point. It's pure crap. We already know what he's saying is true. He resigned to get attention to this. It's all transparent.
Yep. Well, and that's the other thing is why I phrased that question just like that. The one about the trap was saying, like, you know, just because you're walking down the road and you fall in a hole, that doesn't mean that the hole was a trap, right? Maybe it was just a hole. Maybe if you go into Iran, you have a good idea. It's well intentioned, but it goes wrong. A trap is something different. A trap is a deliberately dug hole with spikes at the bottom and a disguise on top. So I really wanted to clarify, was it well intentioned? It has gone wrong, or was this a deliberate trap? And, you know, he answered it very clearly there. They knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, but
and
who's that's he? Why he hasn't served like Bongino said, only 11 tours, his wife dying, and six, you know, Bronze Stars. Yeah, he has. But he's right. We don't need to believe Joe Kent. We already know it.
Yep.
It's just he resigning and attention to it.
And it should be, again, it's so bizarre how this is being treated, because it's against the thing that all the establishment wants, all the controlled government wants. Then it's being treated as if this is something, you know, just sort of like, this crazy guy came out. No, this is the head of the counterterrorism center who came out and said the American government is now operating under a foreign coup. This should be continuing to be the biggest headlines. I mean, this should cause, like, riots. Like, it's crazy news, and it's being treated like a sideshow. It's
and you're not
bizarre.
Saying riots, but, you know, people protesting, people involved, people engaged.
It just doesn't
and
have the
you should put
outrage.
This up front in the interview. Right. This clip of first of Kent earlier about the coup, about the trap, but also what you just said. It's true. People should be freaking out about this.
It is a huge deal. This is a huge deal for somebody of this high of caliber to resign and say, we are under a coup from the Israeli government. How is this not, like, everything slamming to a stop until we solve this?
And now we have the head of the ADL saying, we use pagers to kill people. Let's do that here.
And then apparently there's the Russians have found a bunch of soles of shoes that exploded.
Shoes shipped to Russians had exploding bombs hooked to the internet.
Gee, I wonder who came up with that strategy. I mean, it's a very dangerous sort of world we're entering into when this type of stuff is treated like an amazing thing. I mean, I think the pager attack was an act of terrorism and cowardice. I mean,
yeah, well, I mean, our military is doing a great job proving they can do what they do. I don't blame them doing their orders. But that's separate. And then the military told Trump, yeah, we'll blow their stuff up, but they can block the Strait of Hormuz, so we don't do it. So they make it about, oh, you don't like the troops for the job they're doing. No, nobody said that.
No, I don't want them to die.
The left's like, how dare them give them a lobster every 2 weeks? We're not even attacking the troops here, folks. We're saying this was a setup to kill the Trump recovery, which they're now admitting.
We're trying to save the lives of the troops because we don't want them bombed to smithereens on Karg Island. It's trap upon trap upon trap. We are one stage into the trap. They're trying to get us into that next one.
First of all, we're going to take Strait of Hormuz. People go, no. Go, okay, just one island.
Yeah.
It's like just more, like, you see the thing.
It's like, well, we just want our foot.
It's not like
door.
I just said that. I said it 28 days ago, a 3-hour broadcast. I predicted it all. So did you.
Everybody knew it. Everybody. That's why it's so absurd that they say that they didn't know it. It's like, how do we have more information than you do? It's absurd.
It's all been wargamed. The Strait of Hormuz is one of the most wargamed things there is.
Right. Everybody knew what was going to happen.
That's like a Star Trek, the Kariyoshi Maru or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. The only way not to win is, or the only way to win is not to play.
Or if you can rig the computer like Captain Kirk.
Right. Well, yeah, maybe that's the pager. That's the rigging of the game. But no, it doesn't make sense when you look at this from a perspective of they're trying their best and gosh, they're all just idiots that accidentally got us into a war. It has to be deliberate. They knew this was going to happen. They did it anyway. That's deliberate. It's just, there's no other conclusion I can come to.
I've seen videos of Netanyahu like 35 years ago calling for the overthrow of Iran.
Of course.
And his main goal is to get us to do it.
Yeah.
It's his life mission.
And I think that you're talking about yesterday, the Pyrrhic victory. I think part of this is to weaken America and sort of hamper America. They don't want America.
They admit that.
Out on top. Yeah.
All right. You're going to go do the war room. I'll have it repost the top of X. I'll give them your handle on X. So we'll find the feed of that.
Yeah. I'm at Harrison H. Smith.
And we're going to, you got a bunch more clips coming up for the interview.
Yep.
And I'll play a few more tomorrow on the Saturday show, because it's like an hour and a half interview. A few more on Sunday. And then we're going to air most of the interview in the second and third hour. And you'll have little tidbits there on your show Monday.
Yep.
So look for that. It's a big deal. We're happy to rally behind Joe Kent. And Tucker, with this, working with all the former Israeli intelligence heads to stop this. Netanyahu, Tucker, man, they are going to come after Tucker.
These guys have put their lives on the line to do this. We have to support them.
A wheelbarrow, not a wheel, his balls around.
That's true. It's okay. He fishes. They float.
All right, Harrison, great job. And great job to everybody telling the truth, the crew. This is a big, big deal. The economy, the oil, $110 a barrel, the fertilizer not getting through. This is terrible. All right. Remember, I can't do this without you. And so today is the last day. Any order at thealexandthestore.com puts you to the sweepstakes 100 times, only in the last week, for both a Ford Mustang Shelby GT500, a 2025 Ford Raptor, $20,000 cash. Every dollar you spend, 100X entries to win it all. And we've got the new Faraday cage bag that's a super value, like a $500 value for $200, and then you get the trench knife and all the supplements inside the bag. Incredible deal. And we have the new Zeolite, a private label and the highest quality brands out there that detoxes your body. So is amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Zeolite Detox Defense. Look it up. And it just pulls the heavy metals out, the spike proteins, all of it. This is a private label of a top brand. Does amazing things for chelation. Get your Alex Jones Zeolite Detox Defense right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and fund this operation. I only bring you the very best, top-rated brands that do the most amazing stuff. Almost all our products are private-labeled. What's already the best? Not our T3, iodine, True Atomic. It is the best, even better than X2. We formulated it up. Get it as well, thealexjonesstore.com. That funds InfoWars in this final twilight battle, the Alex Jones Network backup. And tomorrow, I'm live at noon Central on the Alex Jones Network only. Find me on X and Rebel, the Alex Jones Show, covering all the latest developments. So join me tomorrow at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Harrison Smith takes over the War Room.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21.
Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.